Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Let me get my microphone, my music. Fuck, always do this. What's up? Good. Okay, what's up, everybody? You're listening to the Madhouse. It's 9:55 p.m. We're starting, I don't know, whatever. At least we started before 10 o'clock, right, Athena? Nas in agreement. I'm all by myself. Andy's incognito. I can't get a hold of him, so he's not in the studio today, unfortunately. But we do have Athena on the green, in the green couch, on the green room. In the green room, on the green couch, next to me, to my left. And then Milkman is just finally sending in to Gizmo. Let's connect the man, because he took his time. Made us all wait. We should all make him wait. Hurry up, Milkman. I love it when he's on at the start of the show. We start straight into everything. He's not going to pick up. Come on, damn it. All right, well, I'm on the way for him to give me the word that he's ready to go. Maybe his mic isn't hooked up or something. But anyway, so yeah, you're listening to the Madhouse PCU Radio, kdkprankcalls.com. Again, the homepage for PCU Radio is kdkprankcalls.com. That is the official home to Prank Call Underground Radio. Is that what it is? I'm really high right now, and I think I might have said, did I say the right thing, Athena? Is it Prank Call? Yeah, it is. It's so disrespectful to KDK. Prank Call Underground Radio. You can visit the Madhouse homepage at madhouselive.com. Again, madhouselive.com. Yeah, I've had an interesting week. Of course, Thanksgiving. We talked last Thanksgiving. That was a really bad show. It was okay. I suppose that was okay, but yeah, I don't know. That was an odd show last Thursday, right? It was late night. I was kind of tired. I've been running around all over Orlando that night. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so, fucking did that collapse. What's going on? Okay, well, hopefully we'll get Milkman on anyway. Speaking of which, in the chat room, I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's joined us there tonight. We have Carlito, Mija, imagine that. KDK's in the chat room. He's away, but he's probably listening. He might be, I don't know, he's cleaning or cooking or playing. I don't. What is he playing now, Diablo 2? I'm asking people. I usually have Andy and Milkman here, and I'm trying to run to that. At least Milkman usually is good to say something. Milkman, get your ass on Gizmo. There. I said it. Hurry up. I'm faltering here anyway. What was I talking about? Last week? Is that what I was talking about? No, I was talking about the chat room. Yeah, giving a shout out to everybody. Of course, we have Neo's in the chat room, the chat Nazi, monitoring things, keeping everything under control. Madman, who comes through with good numbers and actually runs our chat server, the IRC, which we are so graciously allowed to have our chat room on. And that's at irc.lazy-net.de. Again, For chatting purposes, you can go to irc.lazy-net.de. D-E as in Delta Echo, as in, I guess it's German. It's Deutschland. So that's that right there. Also, if you don't have IRC, if you don't have Merc, if you don't know how to use an IRC program, or would rather use Java for whatever reason, it's absolutely free. You can join the chat room, such as Athena, who's in there right now. My girlfriend Athena's in there. You want to go to kdkprankcalls.com. Again, that's KDK as in kill, death, kill, prankcalls.com. And click on the chat link at the top of the page, and you'll be able to join us in Java chat. Yeah, and this is what we do every Thursday night about this time, more or less, sometime before 10 o'clock usually. I do a show. I do mostly prank calls. I interject sometimes. I throw my own brand of comedy and humor and anger. We take your calls here, of course, live, toll-free. You can reach us at 1-888-278-8509. Again, if you'd like to call in the show, toll-free, be here on the air with me. You can do a prank call if you want. You can just talk about whatever's going on. PCU drama, it's all good. You can call 1-888-278-8509. That's a free call to you, and it's an expensive call to me. Look at that. Some of my bitch.
I don't know how long it takes to
get... Andrea, and Miss Howard Stern is calling on the line. Should I just ignore it or pick it up?
Yeah, pick it up.
Really?
Yeah, pick it up, sure. If you have to go, you have to go.
Hold on, hold on. I'll link it in.
Okay, cool. Wow, I'm going to have this hour turn on my...
What's the matter? You're not feeling good?
No, I'm really upset.
Why are you upset, baby?
Well, I went back to work last night for the first day after over a month, you know?
Right.
And I took a bunch of pills because I was really nervous and I didn't eat. And I put cocaine inside vitamin tablets with ice and ate them. And I did a lot of cocaine and I drank a tequila. And I ended up going into a VIP room with this guy that was going to stay all night and spend a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
And when I get there, I puked.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
I threw up. And it was okay. It was okay that, you know, he wanted me there. He didn't care about me puking. But the foreman and the waitress and everybody were like, okay. And then 10 minutes go by, and I fucking puke again. This time I puke everywhere. And they came and got me, and they said I couldn't be in there, even though he wanted me because I was sick, and blah, 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 blah. And, I made $600, I guess. I'm like, oh, my fucking money. And they're like, you're on drink restriction for 12 years. I'm like, motherfucker, I'll fucking quit. Fuck y'all. I'm fucking going off. You know, I'm pissed. You know me. I ain't having it. And they're like, no, you're not going to quit. Because you know they don't want me to quit. I made a lot of fucking money in that club.
Wow.
And they're like, no, but I've been, like, drinking a lot, though. I'm not going to lie. I know I have, and I know they're worried about me because I'm fucking out of control. And I'm like, bitch, to my house mom, I'm like, you fucking listen to me. You can take me and put me on fucking drink restriction, but you know what the fuck I'm going to do? Go get a lot of fucking drugs and probably overdose and fucking kill myself.
Oh, no.
If you want that, bitch, and she's like, you know, because really, I'm not lying to you. I have been depressed and close to suicidal, okay, but I didn't do it. But I am not going to lie. Last night, I came
from
ending my life.
Hello, ma'am?
Oh, hey. My God.
Hello, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Came a second from ending my life.
Can she hear me? Hello, lady. Hey, lady, can you hear me? Zolar, can this lady hear me? Zolar, someone there? Anyone? Hello? Why is everybody quiet? Damn you all. Talk. I command you to
talk. Stop pushing around.
What the hell?
Stop pushing around.
Now everybody's gone. Well, what the hell was that all about? I wanted to talk to Andrea for the first time. Man, I never talked to Andrea. I was trying to find out. The minute I talk, everybody hangs up. Jesus.
Maybe he got disconnected.
Whatever.
He probably wasn't ready to three-way.
I got lost in a trance. I was like, what the hell is she... what was that? What did she say? What? That was really fucked up. What did she say?
I threw up. I was invited into a VIP room, and they gave me a bunch of cocaine, and I threw up. But he said it was okay because he wanted me there. But I said, bitch, he said, you don't want me to leave.
I don't know. Whatever. Hey, Milkman, people are saying your audio is really bad tonight, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is. It is bad. I'm sorry. It's a bad night. Hey, we got to do prank calls, man. It's 10:30. Shit. We've been on for 45 minutes.
That card, okay? I want you to see the card they gave you.
You sent me.
And I'm going to keep the prize numbers here, okay? You can break it in what kind of treat we're getting here.
Okay, so you have international numbers tonight, right?
I have a lot.
Okay, good.
I'm talking thousands.
But they're residences, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, look.
And they're actually usually receptive to calling. These are telemarketed numbers, so these are usually donors.
Okay. Well, hey, all right, look, dude, get that to me. I'm going to do a call in the meantime while we get that set up, okay?
All right. I'll send it to you on Gizmo. Google Talk.
Yeah, okay. All right, there. Well, hang on. Let me look at this. Who am I going to call? Godfather's Pizza. I got El Gaucho Steak and Hoagie Shop. Calamity James Hamburgers Hot Pie Recording Studio. Bedrock Recording Studio. Man, we should. I wish I had a number for Reclude. I'd call him and ask him, what the hell? He's gone, man. KDK said, look, he didn't show for a month, man. I mean, it was a month. I mean, four weeks when we lost him. Yeah, Zola's saying, are we not on? And so I'm going to say to Zola real quick, no, sir, we lost you when I started talking to India. Yep, we lost Zolar. He didn't know. I guess he's been talking to her this whole time, and we missed the whole thing.
Jesus!
Yeah, he can call
I'm
back
sure
in.
It's good.
Yeah, he can call back in. Hang on. Now he can call back in. Anyway, we lost. Oh, you know, we probably had him on the line that whole time. Shit. Okay. Well, anyway, like I said, you give that to me, and I'm gonna call the Got Curry Indian Restaurant. Eh? How's that sound? Mighty Sporty.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Don't feel bad. Are you okay? Don't feel bad that I said that your audio sucks.
No, I'm okay. I'm not coming on and saying as much because I don't want to sound crappy. So I'll just send you the numbers and kind of hang out.
You're coming in great now, though. You see, it comes and goes. Don't worry about it. It'll even out. Don't worry. It'll even out. We'll have you on.
I'm listening to myself, okay? Listen, I can hear myself on the stream. Uh-huh. It sounds great on the stream. Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but I can hear myself on the stream.
All right, well, then we're okay then. Don't worry about it. Okay.
You're talking about Hot Live Recording Studios, and I hear my voice.
Okay. All right, well, just...
Okay. I'm just going to send the names and the numbers, okay?
Okay, you do that. All right. Oh, Milkman's all angry now. All right. D-Beer? I see that here. Okay, that's a name? Last name Beer?
Yeah.
All right.
The now, first, yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, what's the card that I'm using for this?
You can use a regular card. Try it. I went down and I spoke with the people where I bought them from,
right.
And they said the regular card I give you works. It'll just take more minutes. But I've got two other international cards here if that doesn't work.
All right, well, let me do it already. Let's call D-Beer in the UK, I'm assuming. I don't know who,
yeah.
Where
okay,
this
it's,
is.
It's Saltash. Yeah. Let me put the town to Saltash.
Saltash? Saltash,
yeah.
UK?
Yeah.
Is Nunu still in the chat room? Jesus Christ. We need to talk
to Nunu. No, this ain't from Nunu, man. We got a new source, man.
Yeah.
This is courtesy of AMD, our local telemarketer there in the UK, man.
Oh,
I've got street address and everything
I'm
going to send, too, if you want it.
I see what's going on. He's getting people from work. All right, we'll keep that quiet.
I got the freaking list, man.
We'll keep that quiet. Let's not say who it is. Nothing. All right,
I don't know who it is, man.
Yeah,
this came to me anonymously.
We need to come up with a name for this source for the UK numbers. That's all we have to do.
AMD?
No, Sir AMD or something like that. I don't know. Something. Sir
go.
Something.
Sounds
we
got
it. We'll start it with Sir. Sir whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Sir. I don't know. Whatever. So our UK friend is sending it. That's awesome. Okay. In the meantime, we lost Zolar, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
Oh, Zolar.
Get over it. Neo is sending me a lot of numbers here. Got some 7-Eleven,
oh,
some quick
cool.
stops, Irish
pubs.
We got
to call some.
We got some Irish pubs in California, Indian restaurants. A Save Mart, Targets in San Jose, California. What's up?
I found a good one.
What'd you find?
BJ English.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, if Nuna's in the chat room, let us know where Saltash Grenfell Gardens is.
Yeah.
No, let me try to copy this. Nunu, what you see in the chat room now, try to translate this for me. No, not that. Holy shit, wrong one.
That's the street address. Grenfell Gardens will be the street address. Saltash will be the town.
Okay, all right.
Then I've got postal codes and all that, but you don't need that. You'll just want the phone.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, let's do a call. KDK says that Andrew is so small she probably has a ginormous horse pussy. That's so fucking wrong. Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Leave it to KDK.
Leave it to KDK to just make us laugh. That was great. All right. We'll be right back.
Oh, Lord.
We'll be right back. Hang on, everybody. Hang on. Hey.
Yeah.
International, it's 011, right? I forgot to do the little prefix shit. 011, and then, do I have the country code? No, I don't.
I don't know, man. I don't make international calls. We're gonna have to fly by our seat on this one.
Yeah, we need a. You can't call PSC. Nunu saying that we can't call people's houses in the UK this time. I'll take that bet. Watch this. Well, we need the country code for that place. Nunu, hurry up, damn you! I know you know this.
Okay, I've got, but I don't know if that's included in the number. PM.
No, I'm sure it's not. If it came from our source. He probably didn't put that in there. So, what the hell is it? What is? Maybe Nunu has it. Hang on.
Well, there's country codes for UK. So that's what I'm asking Nunu.
Here, no,
I got
the log. I got the log from 2 weeks ago. Nunu says 44 is in place of the zero. Yeah, so it'd be the country code is 44.
Okay, that brings you in. The London area, 44.
Yeah, so 01144, and then the number you gave me. I got it. Okay.
All right, let's try it.
Let's try it again. Hang on, everybody. It's actually picking it up. You know what I mean? Like it's saying it's not. I'm actually entering in 01144, and then the number, and it's not saying it's recognizing I'm doing international call. But anyway, do you have?
All right. I've got a different call I'm sending now. Let's try the card too, right. And I'll give you a different number.
Yeah, the one that really worked was the one we had from fucking
Walmart, and I don't have one. I've got one here.
Yeah,
it's 500 minutes to Europe.
Okay, that's great. That works.
Okay, so here it comes. Watch here.
All right, here we go. Bear with us, everybody. BJ English. That's so I love that. BJ English. What kind of place is Saltash to live in? Saltash.
I don't know, man. It's pretty,
right, BJ English is in Saltash.
The ash is pretty shawty there.
Yeah, salt ash.
Yeah, the ash is shawty.
Nunu is saying that Saltash is in the extreme southwest of the UK, a very nice part of the country, he says.
Oh, no, what?
Well,
of money. So
cheerio. Okay, well,
the madhouse.
Okay, and Nunu saying I don't want the zero. Put 44 in place of the zero. Hmm, smoker.
Okay.
Let's try that. Whoa.
Thank you.
All right, let's try it again. Hang on, we'll get this right. And that's enough of that fucking song anyway. Anyway, god damn it.
I like the guitar in it. It was nice.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting, huh? All right, let me try a local call here first. Let's try to do something. Shit.
All right, go ahead and bring one up, and I'm going to send you some more numbers. Nunu, try and help us out here, brother. We need your help here.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Our rep in the UK.
Yeah, exactly. I've done it before. Shit. Anyway, we'll be right back. Let's try to call something more local here, like 500 miles away.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, sir.
Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You look, man.
Yeah.
Who the fuck did I call? I forgot. Shit.
Did you call BJ English? BJ English.
No. I called Cha 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 Ole. That's who I called.
Oh.
Yeah. Trying to get some shit. I command you to return to the phone. Maybe hit pound.
Hello. Hello there. Come back, please. Please come back.
Shit, buddy.
God damn it. I could really have an emergency right now. Look, man, they can hear you. Behave. Remember, during the call, you can't. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't think.
Yeah.
You
Hello.
Yeah.
Well, what's the big idea?
Excuse me.
What's the big idea? I'm hungry and I gotta eat.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What are you doing back there?
Bien.
Bien.
Sí.
¿Cómo estás?
Oh, muy bien, muy bien.
Very good.
Very good.
Okay, you're on my radio show. Okay.
Okay.
Sir, I'm thinking of a word. Milkman, come up with a word for me, please.
What?
Hang on. Espera un momento.
Sí.
¿Cuál es? Well, I'm sorry. What is it, Milkman?
Looky there.
No, Milkman, give me a word of something that he'd have in the restaurant. Hurry.
Okay.
Hang on.
Give me 1 second, please.
I'll be sure.
Somebody with the speaking, please.
Okay, avanza.
I'll be sure.
Yeah, I'll be sure. The word is jalapeno.
Oh, okay. Con arroz.
I'm going to see if they will say the word jalapeno without me saying the word jalapeno.
Sí, chiquitito, ¿qué pasó?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What do you put in your spicy food over there to make it so spicy?
When the customer wants something spicy, we put some jalapenos fresh.
Oh, my goodness. Did you say jalapeno?
Uh-huh.
Did you say jalapeno?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God! Hey! Feliz Año Nuevo! You say you won the contest, man.
Uh-huh.
Yes, do you know what you win?
No.
You win a green card for anybody in your family.
Wow!
Free representation from Manuel and Gonzalez, attorneys at law in immigration in Los Angeles, California.
Really?
You win! Yay!
Wow, man, it's good.
Milkman.
Actually, I do. I have.
Milkman, tell them what else they want.
Oh, man, yes. I have my green card ready.
Yes, I'm ready now.
But anyway,
listen, you.
I have another friend.
Yeah, hey. Escucha. Okay. Milkman, tell them what else they want.
A large case of habichuela con arroz.
Yeah, habichuela con arroz.
Okay.
Can I talk to management, please?
The manager?
Yes.
I am the manager.
Can I talk to the American manager, please?
We don't have any American manager.
Can I talk to the owner?
I am the owner.
You are the owner? What is your name?
My name is Francisco Diaz.
My friend, Francisco cannot be the name of an owner of a business that's successful, man. What do you mean? What do you really sell there, huh? What is that, a front?
Uh-huh.
Do you have the manteca? You know manteca? Is that what you do there?
What are you looking for, man?
You know what? I'm looking for manteca, man.
Manteca?
Yeah, you know what manteca is?
Okay, man. I have a couple customers waiting for my service, okay?
Can I talk to the customer?
Nah.
Do you use manteca over there in your food?
No, we don't.
You can tell me manteca, man.
Okay, I'll see you later, man.
Will you say manteca?
Queremos marica chapa.
Yes, queremos.
Okay, thank you very much.
How much is your, do you have tilapia? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, God. Hello?
Manteca is heroin. Manteca is slang in Spanish for heroin, actually.
Okay.
But it also means lard.
Fat. Yeah,
so I was asking if I was asking him if he had lard, which is code word for heroin.
Okay, I didn't know it was heroin. I knew it was fat. So I, we call Mantequita here. Yeah. It's fat girl.
Yeah. So they want a free INS lawyer representation, immigration lawyer representation. I need to do that more often from now on. The secret word. Anyway. See.
That was great.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, okay, so we got an update on calling international numbers. Is that correct? I see here, yeah. Tuck is coming in. He's saying 014444 and blah, 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 blah. That's more like it, huh?
Okay, that sounds better. It's three digits.
Yeah, 0144.
Access 44.
Okay, well, let's try that, hey?
All right.
So we're going to call. Let's concentrate in order. We'll do D Beer.
Okay.
Whatever the first name is, I don't know. Oh, Jesus, God. I hope this works. Hang on, let's try this again.
Got a good last name.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting last name for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do? Drag me from United States all the way to London? To try me? Let it go on, man. Who cares? Fuck London.
Well,
fuck London, fuck Britain. I'm kidding. Damn it, I thought I had it. I got it to go through, but shit.
If some cheap ass can call that number and find out,
we're
going to tell us.
Exactly.
We'll put you on the call.
Okay. Well, hey, Bellard in the chat room is sending me a link for someone named Brian who lives in Virginia. Confirmed.
Oh.
The hell am I going to talk to him? Hang on.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, they forgot, man. You know, West Virginia didn't become West Virginia until after they broke off from Virginia.
Exactly. Very good. Very good observation, Milkman.
Yes, sir. I used to hunt up in West Virginia, man. I
Got a lot of babies over in West Virginia. Corn-fed honeys.
That's what they do in West Virginia. Okay, well, that's where you're from, apparently. Now, the mystery is...
Not too soft from there.
Well, hey, I gotta do another call. People get pissed. Let's do one estimated profit.
I like that song.
Yeah, it is a good song. Hey, you're coming in great now, by the way. Very good
All work right.
from you. Good work. I told you not to worry. Don't feel down. You.
You okay.
Yeah. All right, well, let's try this dude Joey, that estimated profit told me that I should prank. Because they play a lot of video games and they're little bitches, he says. So, well, I got plenty of material there.
On this one.
Is that real? We'll be right back. Hang on. Look, man. Why is Jada kiss as hard as it gets? Why don't you tell us about your day today, Milkman, to the background of this music.
Today was a wonderful day. It was actually Tuesday. We had a light breeze about 15 miles an hour. Beautiful sunshine. Approximately 86 degrees. The water was a crystal clear blue and very nice. Bathtub warm. Who could have come down and take a little swim with it?
Where's Joey? Hey, Joey. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, Joey.
What up?
Joey, hey, Joey, how you doing, Joey?
What up?
Great, man. Hey, let me ask you something, man.
What?
Why'd you come over here and scratch my cousin's video games all up, huh?
Who?
Hey, Joey.
Who?
Joey. You, Joey, man. You, Joey.
Who you?
Me? Well, don't you worry about who I am. My son, you came over his house, and you scratched up all his DVD game.
Scratched up all whose DVD game?
Oh, my cousin.
Cousin who?
Sean.
Sean?
That's right.
Sean who?
Look, don't fuck around with me. You need to come down here and you better fix these games, yeah?
Where you at?
Right down here at the Taco Bell.
The Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I told you, I'm Sean's cousin.
Sean who?
Sean, I don't need to be telling you people's last name on the phone. Hello.
Please enter your destination.
I really wish I had his last name, motherfucker. Damn it.
Sean Humphrey, guy.
Yeah, you gotta give me if you're gonna give me a number to call, god damn it, you gotta give me a last number. Shit. That would have been excellent.
You gotta have a little more basic info, please.
Yeah.
See how it works. Yeah. Little basic info, like sex, maybe girlfriend's name,
something
to give us to work on.
Yeah, if you wanna send a number, preferably confirm. Please try to confirm. If you can't, whatever. I'm not like KDK has a strict must be confirmed thing. I do a judgment call based on the way the person sending it to me is and what their history is like, you know. Anyway, so please try to confirm it. Make sure they're answering. If not, then at least I need the number, of course, with an area code, of course. Preferably, I need the city and state and the full name, first and last name. It always is very helpful to get all that information.
Male and female, that kind of thing, age, anything to help.
Well, hang on, sir. Hang on. We got someone on the line.
A cell phone too, I think.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you, sir?
Who is this?
Look, I need to ask you a question. There's a young man here who apparently was playing around with the phone. And there are several people calling back now, very upset. We have you down as the last dialed number. Sir, we're here at the school, at the children's school. Were you harassed just now by anybody?
Yes, somebody just made some prank calls and wasting my minutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So what can we do for you? How can we make this go away?
Nothing. It doesn't mind me. I'm just going to block the number and not answer the phone from this.
How about some anal sex? Will that work? Will that make you happy? Are you more of a top or a bottom?
I don't even know who the hell this is. I'm about to call the cops.
Ooh. Call the cops. Go ahead, call the cops.
That's not a problem with me.
My name is Glenn Zolarson.
Alright, I'm 12.
Whatever, kid.
I'm ordering you.
Please enter your destination number.
Hey, kid, the guy's younger than me. Call me kid. Son of a bitch.
whatever, kid.
Whatever. I can't call him back.
Sound like Wacky's buddies.
I can't call him back. I wish Dedeb would come back or Jupe or something, because I got the last name for the guy Joey. And it'd be good to have someone say they're my kid, trying to say that their game got
go on the next one, man.
Yeah.
Call one of Nia's members.
Yeah. Well, we lost Dedeb anyway. Who's
he got flaked out on us or something happened. I don't know. Man.
Yeah. Someone just
let's get some of our other callers in.
Yeah, someone just
the fuck Neil give a call in.
Somebody's calling. Anyway.
You're in the madhouse.
I'm back.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, can we do a quick? I got an idea. That guy Joey I called earlier. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Some kid scratched up the game. I got his last name. It's Caudale. C-A-U-D-A-L-E. Caudale. Yeah, so you're gonna be my kid, and you're just gonna be saying that he messed up one of your games. I don't know. He scratched up your game for your GameCube or something. But you gotta promise no crying, okay? Don't make like you're crying. Just sound legitimately upset.
Okay.
All right.
Can we do a quickie after this?
Yes, we can. We'll go. We'll take a break, and we'll have. You know, we'll have phone time, yes, okay.
Hot fucking phone time.
Okay,
Hot gay phone
I told you not on the air, hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Nope.
Can't stop that guy sometimes, man. He's all dirty. Okay, man, I command you to talk. What the hell? What's going on?
If you try again. Please enter your authorization code now. You have $2.24. Please enter your destination number. The current balance will allow you to talk for 3 hours, 44 minutes, 29 seconds.
Yeah. Joey Caudale. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
fuck you!
Look, man.
Fuck you!
Is this Joe Caudale?
No, this ain't Joe Caudale.
Who the hell is this?
Who the hell is this? This is fucking Ben.
Oh, look at hell, Ben. This bitch Joey done take my son's game, my son's computer game, and scratch it all up.
You scratched my fucking game, goddammit. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, man. You know how much it cost?
PS2, man.
Yeah, you know what?
PS2, man. Take the fucking dick out of your mouth.
$39.
PS2? You're saying my cousin scratched your PS2 game? How the fuck is that possible when he's been over my fucking house?
He did it last night.
If you got shit to say, fucking come to my fucking house and stop calling me from fucking New York, you dumbass.
We are New York, and you know what? We'll be down there in a second if you want us to be.
Yeah, you'll be down here in a second. Yeah.
I'm calling
you. Should I call your number? It tells me in there's fucking access code.
Hey, you cock. You know what? Listen here, you cock. That's my cell phone you're calling. You don't need to be putting in the access code in the cell phone. You don't want to do that, okay? No matter what.
Tell me to when I call it.
Well,
it
don't
go through.
Look, that wasn't supposed to come through, so I obviously didn't block my number right. I'm sorry. If you're getting the New York number, the one that starts with a 7?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Look, I'm sorry, man. Look,
man. What the fuck is it?
I'm sorry, man. Please don't tell my parents about this, okay?
Who the fuck is it?
This is me. Who
the fuck's me?
I'm a friend of Joey.
You're a friend of yeah. You know?
Yeah. My name's Ben.
Your name's Ben.
Yeah.
Really? Where do you live at? Huh?
Right here in Wayne.
You live in Wayne?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
What part of Wayne?
The good part over there, you know, South Park.
The good part? Why don't you come to Bendix G right now?
Come to do what with your dick now? What?
Come to Bendix G right now, motherfucker. If you got balls, come down my fucking street right now.
Bendix Street?
Come down my fucking street, you fucking fat ass that fucking broke my fucking car.
That's
right.
Look, man, I don't know what you be talking about.
I know what I'm talking about, because I fucking recognize your goddamn number.
Okay, look, I sat on the
you
car.
You called my cell phone because you wanted to do a trade on an amp, and my shit got broken, stolen out of my fucking car.
No,
that
I don't know.
We fucking stopped you, and
know.
My fucking CD player was in your fucking dashboard.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know.
Well, if you from Wayne, come to fucking Bendix.
I'm innocent.
You innocent.
I'm innocent.
You innocent.
Eyes don't see nothing, sir.
Come down. Alright, what street you on? I'll come to your fucking house.
Where do you live at? Bendix Street?
I live right off fucking Annapolis.
Annapolis?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that? Bendix
Street. You say you from Wayne and you don't know where fucking Annapolis is?
Oh, Annapolis. Yeah, I know where Annapolis is. You said Annapolis.
Where is Annapolis?
Over there by Wayne. Northeast, south, west of there. You know?
Northeast, south, west of there? Dude, you ain't even from fucking Wayne.
Yes, I am, man. Wayne till I die. Go Wayne High School.
Wayne till you die?
Wayne till I die.
You sound like a Belleville faggot to me.
Belleville? How'd you know? You could tell my voice?
Yeah, you sound like a little fucking faggot.
So what happened to your car now?
My car? What the fuck you think, Hatton? Why don't you come try to steal shit out of my car again so I fucking kill you?
I didn't do anything.
Wait. Yeah, that's right. You're fucking scared to come back by.
Yeah,
that's
I am.
Right.
Look, how'd you know it was me? Look, you got my number now. I mean, please.
Yeah, I got your number. When I call, it's fucking blocked.
Well, then what's it got to do with me? What's it got to do with me? I mean, you got a problem with your phone. That's all it is. I'm in New York. I'm on a payphone.
You ain't in fucking New York.
I am.
Then why the fuck you calling a cell phone?
I'm not calling. This is a cell phone?
Yeah, this is a fucking cell phone.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well,
how the fuck you know my cousin's name?
He's my boy.
So you from New York, and my cousin's your boy.
Word. Me and Joey, man. Me and Joey till I die.
See, you ain't even from fucking New York.
He's my BFF.
You ain't even from fucking New York.
Yes, I am.
You from New York.
What the hell you talking about, yo?
Yo?
You guys.
Yeah, that's right. You know where I'm at. I'm in fucking Wayne on Bendix Street.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking take Wayne.
Get the fuck out of here. You fucking moly. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you, nigger. Come down my street. See if you keep talking shit.
What'd you say? What'd you say to me?
I said, fuck you, nigger. Calm down my fucking street.
Hey, look, motherfucker. Look, my mama black.
Your mama black? Well, good. Fuck you, nigger.
Fuck me, nigger. I'm not black, though.
Fuck you, nigger.
You're a son of a bitch.
Nigger.
You're a son of a bitch.
Fucking nigger.
Kiss my ass, honky, crack a ass, crack a motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm glad to be a fucking honky.
Why, bitch?
Come down my fucking street so you can fucking fight the curb.
Why, bitch?
I mean, where you live? I'll be right over.
What bitch?
Exactly, you're a little bitch that talks over the phone.
You're a crack ass bitch. Where do you want to meet? Come on, where are you going to be at?
Where do you want to meet?
Pistols at Dawn.
You're from Wayne, right?
Pistols at Dawn, sir.
Did you say you're from Wayne?
I told you already, I'm Wayne, man. Wayne,
from
Michigan.
Wayne.
Wayne,
Michigan.
Wayne.
All right, what high school do you go to?
What's it got to do? What's it got to do with me?
What
do you want to know it for?
Just tell me what high school you went to.
It's none of your business.
Because you ain't even from here.
Yes, I am.
There's one high school here. What the fuck's it called?
I don't need to tell you shit.
Because you ain't from here.
Look, I work at the county airport.
You work at the county airport?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? There ain't no fucking county airport.
Yes, there is, man.
What's it called?
Wayne County Airport? Yeah. You know, every day I take the Detroit Windsor Tunnel to over the Ambassador Bridge, downriver, and over there at the airport.
Really? Well, you're from Wayne. You know where Michigan Ave is?
Yeah.
You know where Wayne Road in Michigan Ave is?
No. Should I?
You know where Wayne Road in Michigan Ave is?
Hello? Sir?
Hello?
Sir?
What?
Sir?
What?
Hello, sir?
You from fucking Wayne?
Yes, I'm from Wayne.
Alright, well fucking, why don't you get in your little fucking car?
I don't have time for that right now.
Because you're fucking stupid.
I don't have time for that right now.
You don't got time for that right now.
No,
why?
No.
You fucking hear everybody's dick?
System, bitch.
Busy.
Yeah, you know, me and you, we met back in Wheelfest.
Wheelfest?
Yeah, you know, Wheelfest.
And Wayne.
Yes.
When did we meet?
I think it was the last Wheel Fest. Well, last year.
I didn't go to no Wheel Fest last year.
Well, didn't your friend used to work at the Ford factory?
The plant? Ford factory?
Yeah, where they make the Expeditions.
He plays EverQuest.
Well, yeah, that's him, dude.
That's him. I just met that boy 2 days ago.
Well, he's talking some shit about you. He said that, you know, he said some shit. I don't know. I don't want to hurt your feelings or nothing, but...
That motherfucker's 39 years old. Like, he's going to talk shit about me?
He talk mad shit about you, man.
No, you the one that's talking mad shit and your little bitch because
you
don't want to
talk. You got it all twisted. You got it all twisted.
I'm all pussies, dude. I'm fucking sitting outside right now waiting for you to fucking come down here.
I forgot how to get there.
You ain't never going to figure out how to get here.
Yes, sir. You tell me now. Tell me now.
Harry, you don't even know where fucking...
Hurry up. Tell me now. Tell me now.
You don't even know where it is.
I command you to tell me now.
You go, Michigan, Duane Road.
Michigan, hang on, I'm writing it down. Michigan, Duane Road?
Yeah, okay, Duane Road.
What else? Hurry up.
Then you head towards Annapolis.
Right.
And as soon as you get to Annapolis, you make a right. You take that all the way down to a dirt road, you make a left. And then you make a right on the first street. It's called fucking Bendit.
Bent Dick.
Yup.
Bent Dick. Just like that.
Yup.
Oh,
you
no
little bitch.
So wait, now, I'm trying to figure out.
You're wasting my fucking time. Grow some balls, run out and come down. If not, shut the fuck up.
How do I get there from Cherry Hill Road?
Please enter your destination number now.
Right when I figured out, right when I got the map to come up of Wayne.
I live on Bent Dick Road.
Was it Bent Dick, Blunt Dick? I don't know what the fuck. That's a gay ass part.
Bent Dick.
That's gotta
my
be the gay
part. My dick got bent.
That's gotta be the gay part of Wayne. Wayne, Michigan.
Oh, fucking Bent Dickhead.
And there is, I'm looking at right, Detroit Metropolitan Airport's right there. There's a city named Romulus out there. Jesus. Romulus, Michigan.
What high school did you go to? Oh, I quit it.
Yeah, it's
not. I killed the principal.
Exactly. You don't piss me off. Anyway, guess what, Milkman? It's that time.
All right.
It's that time to end the show.
Take a pish!
Yeah, exactly. I got to go. I got to do stuff. So anyway, what else is going on? The toll-free line? We haven't had a caller. Have we had?
Well,
have we been having
callers? Just, man, my trillion just went down. So anyway, I just want to give a quick shout out to my girl LA. We love you, baby. Call in.
Huh? What? Am I ending the show?
I wanted to give a shout out. I lost my trillion, man. So just give a shout out to my baby LA. Give us a call. We love you.
Yes. LA. Who? Ellie? Yeah. Is she in the chat room?
I don't know. I lost my trillion, man. I went down.
Always,
so
yeah.
I'm
Ellie's
sure she's
in the
out
chat
there
room.
Listening.
Yay.
Time to call in.
Right. Right. Neo. Neo sent me numbers, too. I got a call. Okay. We're going to get to some of Neo's numbers.
Yay.
I got a number from Pumpkin Pete inside the chat room. Okay. It's a name for some late Mitzi Welton. That premise, she was a supply teacher back in the day and probably still is. She was a massive bitch sack. Call her up, and as a kid, she traumatized her to the point of not being able to get an erection.
Yeah.
She talked to you.
Call one of Neo's numbers. I guarantee you we'll get some scandal out of it.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's very tumultuous for her calls, her numbers that she gets. Okay. Anyway, so we're gonna take a break real quick, a musical interlude. And we'll come back with more of your calls and more prank calls and more talk and more shit. We'll probably do another hour and a half, maybe. I don't know. Depends how the show goes. If we do a better job coming up now, then we'll do a longer.
Give us some damn good numbers, man. We'll roll with this thing.
We have a lot of good numbers. I'm just not calling. I'm not paying attention. So shit. It's my fault, man.
We had a bunch of them kind of flake out there, though, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Well. Whatever. Okay, we'll be right. Exactly. We'll be right back after this, everybody. You're listening to The Madhouse on PC Radio.
The Madhouse will be back right after this. Time to take them pants off. Carlito is back.
I shot a man in Reno. Just to watch him die.
The Madhouse is on PCU.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Thank you for staying on with us. It's now 11:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's still Thursday. It is not the weekend yet. We're almost there. We always celebrate the weekend here, don't we, Milkman?
Yeah, baby. We like to bring it in right here in the madhouse to you, PCU.
Milkman, what does the weekend mean to you?
The weekend, man, it's time to kick off, man. Make my roll up by the beach, man. Grill me out some steaks, man. You know, just go off and take my winter swim.
Right. All right, gotcha. That sounds nice. So
I love the calls when I call in on Christmas out at the beach.
Yeah.
I got to call my whole family, everybody in my family. Hey, man, beach is nice. And they're like,
Okay. DTT, who lives in Detroit, right? Yeah, he lives in Detroit. Detroit, as I like to call it. He was telling me during that call with the guy in Michigan that I should tell him to meet him at Garden City and that he was going to meet him. I think DTT was going to kill him for me or something. He's like, yo, I kill him for you, man. Anyway, DTT.
Run over him with your SUV, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Well, DTT, give us a call here in the show if you want, man. You can reach us at, let me put my bowl on, in the chat room, and I'll post this also. You can reach us toll-free, 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's 1-888-278-8509.
That's the same number for the hotline for our girl Ellie. Ellie should call in now. It's your chance.
Yeah, the one time she tried to call in, I had really bad phone trouble that
night. Yeah, that night. Right.
The dead is complained that I hung up on him 3 times. That was a mistake, man. I'm sorry.
Well, it happens, man.
It happens. I'm a dumbass.
Sorry.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
You gave me a good shot, man.
Yeah, exactly. What time is it in Britain yet? It's so British.
Right now it's 4:30 a.m.
I can get people there at 5 a.m. maybe to pick up. Some people are starting to wake up.
Hell, they'll be starting to get up for breakfast.
For tea.
Now, I got, before my trillion crashed, got a message from Lonesome Loser on exactly how to do it from private message. You got to check to see if you got one.
Right.
I tried to send it to you, but my trillion crashed, I couldn't send it.
Who did this now? I'm sorry, what?
Lonesome Loser gave an instruction on exactly how to dial.
Okay,
International calls.
Lonesome did? All right, let me check that out.
Yeah, check and see if it's in PM. I got it in PM, but man, you know, I'm not able to get Trillion back.
Shit, I think I must have lost it. Someone has sent it to me. All right, let's try an international call again. He gave me the Abbey Hotel in Bath, UK.
Okay.
We got to do some research on me on Bath, UK real quick. I don't have British music, dude. I don't know. Okay. How do you get British music? What's British?
Beatles, Stones,
yes. Beatles,
hell, anything from about the early mid-60s to 70s, man, Beatles. Was all British. All
right.
Led Zeppelin.
I got a little Hey Jude. There we go. British enough. Oasis, right? Isn't that Oasis? Right? Yeah, that's right. All right, hang on. Be right back.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 1 hour, 39 minutes, 9 seconds.
Will it work?
Yeah.
That's international sounding.
Yes,
the death ale.
Yes,
the plum cunts.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, God, hello. God damn it.
Please enter your destination number now.
Good morning. What the hell's going on? Don't hang up on this biatch.
Well, hey, we had success, so that's the format right there. 01144 and then the city code, which for Bath is 12... I'm missing city codes is what it is, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, we're so close. We're so there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. I will get this researched, man. I will definitely do it. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know all the city codes, and there's like 4 of them. Okay.
Right, dude, look here. Just find me the city code for Grenfell Gardens. Right? No, for Saltash. Okay. Find me the city code for Saltash. I had 2 numbers for me from Saltash. Yeah,
exactly. That's why I was hoping I could get the city codes, because there's only 4 of them in the UK that I know of.
Yeah.
So I was hoping, you know, Nunu would help me out
here. City code. to Saltash.
Okay, try the London. The London code. It's 401.
No, Saltash. Oh, shit.
Saltash. He said it's south, in London South.
London South? Okay, well, alright, right. Fine.
He said far southeast.
Stop yelling at me. Okay. Hang on, alright, we'll try it again. Oh, reverse. Sorry. I'm kidding.
Hello. Watch this. I figured it out. I gotta drop the zero that you're listening to me. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And put in 0011 4 4. I got it.
Do you like some crumpets and
Hello.
Hello. Beer residence?
No.
Who the devil is this then?
This is a private house.
Oh yeah? A private house? With whom do I have the honor of speaking, madam?
Who do you want?
This is the United States of America.
Oh, America, all right, thank you.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Good. Let me ask you a question.
What?
You guys wouldn't be thinking about pulling out of Iraq, really, would you be? Because that would really suck.
Oops. I guess it'll
turn. Boy, that is popular.
Oh, God. They're probably thinking...
Boosh! You dish! Click!
Yeah, fuck. The minute they hear Iraq, they're like, oop, I'm not listening, because I think they all hate it over there. But they're afraid.
Oh, gosh,
afraid
they love Boosh. Boosh, you dish!
I wonder what the consent is. Isn't it... Aren't they more against the war over there?
Dude, they are way, way, way worse off. Man, yeah. Only suckers on that whole package right here in the U.S.
Man, well, I read today that...
they're freaking getting slaughtered, dude.
I read today that Japan, two countries are pulling out all their troops. I think right now they said if the pullout occurs, there will be a 50% reduction in the number of non-American soldiers on the ground. In Iraq.
It doesn't matter because all ours are going to get blown to hell away soon enough anyway. They're running out.
I don't know. We don't want to talk like
that. How much target practice can you have?
Let's not talk like that. Now, come on, be nice. I mean, we want to wish our troops the best, man. So, you know,
I don't have no problem with our troops. I feel a lot of sorrow for them, man, because they're in a position where they're underarmed, they're not protected. They're getting a screw job. I mean, I love our troops.
Are you un-American?
I just don't think that the leader, the commander in chief, knows what the hell he's doing, and he's really thinking about the troops. Thinking about his fucking wallet.
You're un-American, man. That's all I gotta say.
Hey, I got a message from Neo. Neo, why don't you give us a call in?
Yeah.
Give her the 800 number. She wants to gizmo you.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. But yeah, but we got you on here now. Hang on. Where is Neo? I had her up here. She knows. She should know the toll-free line. What? She uses that weird phone card, doesn't it?
See, I cannot get back into her right now to answer her, so
yeah.
I would, but I...
Yeah.
Trillion just shot.
No problem. Well, I gave her the toll-free line. She should call in. And we can do one of her numbers. That we
got.
Because I haven't got to hit those yet. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm finally getting her window up now.
Hey, I'm going to send you a conversation here. Please don't talk about this on the air, but I want you to see this urgently.
Of course not.
Read this here. On the Google. You see that guy?
It hasn't showed up yet. Let me see. Let me scroll down.
On Google, man. Check your Google.
Okay. No, I don't got it yet.
Not yet. Are you on Google right now, man?
Yes, I am.
I sent you a message there.
Here, right I'll there. Send you a message here. Hello.
Hello. Hello. All right, I'll send that again then. There you go. Did you get that?
Nope.
No?
Nada. Nada.
You're a fucking liar, dude. All right.
Mira.
Let me get you on Gizmo. Hang on. Yeah. So the toll-free line again is... that's the name. Okay. Anyway, yeah, Neo, if you want to call in or anybody wants to call in, please do so now. Also, I forgot to say...
you need to call now.
I wanted to say... That if I can't believe I haven't done this until now. If you want to reach me via AOL Instant Messenger, that is Madhouse Radio. Again, that's Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio also works for Google Talk. That's Madhouse Radio. Madhouse PCU Radio is our link to you on Yahoo Instant Messenger, and Madhouse PCU Radio at MSN.com is the at hotmail.com. Madhouse PCU Radio at Hotmail. Fuck, I don't remember what it is. I don't have anybody on there. I forgot. And is it MSN? Hang on. I'll tell you in a second.
Dude, you never have your MSN on.
I don't. Yeah, I always. It goes down a lot.
The only one you ever have on is AIM.
Really?
And Yahoo.
No kidding. I could have sworn I did.
You never have your MSN on.
No, it's not even connected. That's why. I think that's what's going on. I don't know. Whatever. So forget it. I don't even know what it is. Yeah. A lot of international people on there, since we're going international now. But yeah, that's how you can reach me via those instant messaging options. Get a hold of us here at the show. Send in your numbers, which I got a lot of people coming through. Let me do a sweep through AOL and Trillion here, see what I got. Joey Caudale, we already did that. Thank you, Estimated Profit. That was a good number. That was pretty interesting. We got two calls out.
You have the Neo numbers handy?
Neo numbers handy. I can get them. Hang on. Let's see what Neo is. She's sending me something now. Okay. Neo's going to call in toll free, she says. Excellent. Great.
Yay.
There it is. Look at that. Speak of the devil. Hang on. She's going to have to send me those numbers again, though.
Okay.
This is not her. She doesn't live in California, does she?
Yeah.
I just gave her up, and she does. Oops.
That's all right. It's on the website.
Yeah.
Good evening. You're in the madhouse. Hey.
Hey, what's up, Big KDK? How you doing, man?
I'm fabulous. Is everybody still on the line? No. We lost.
We lost it.
Okay, well, hopefully Trankmaster is listening, because I heard him threaten to sue me.
Exactly. Yeah, we need to talk about that.
When he says he's going to sue PCU, he's saying he's going to sue me because I own PCU.
Okay.
So I'd like to remind him that there ain't nothing to sue for.
We're going to sue you.
Sorry to work the bubble, buddy, but there's nothing to get, and no lawyer's going to take that case when there's nothing to get.
Yeah.
What are you going to sue for, my cats?
50% of zero is still zero. I'm sorry. I don't mean to say it, bro.
He can sue my old VHS tapes.
He can sue me for, I don't know, I don't have anything. I rent. I got a couch. I got a couch that's mine that I bought. Cash
I love money. Those threats. Yeah. You know, my greatest defense in the world is that I have nothing to sue for.
Exactly.
That's why I love it when Milkman, when he says he's going to sue PCU, Milkman says immediately, get in line.
Exactly. Like, there's a bunch of people who are in line to sue us. I'm sure Long Dong will be the first in line right there for KDK. Who will PCU? Who?
You gotta love that kid.
That's awesome, man. So how you doing with the editing? Which two calls did you find tonight? Did you post it or whatever?
I posted two of your calls that I found on the hard drive. One was called Tech-Man, and one was one that I isolated from one of your first appearances on my show so early that I was even getting your name wrong. I was
really?
Calling you by your real name. I wasn't even calling you Carlito yet.
Oh, yeah, okay, gotcha.
And that's the one where you called up Maria or Maria's dad.
Okay.
And I called it, you put your fingers up your ass.
I did that, really?
I remember that call.
I think you're really fucked up because you really fired up and just wanted to piss the guy off right off the bat. It
oh,
was
cool.
A pretty funny call.
I remember that call. He called you Carlos,
if
I think.
If you wanted to play those, you could go to the site and play those.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're up and they're working right now.
Oh, they're under the Carlito link? Is that where they're at?
Right.
Okay.
If there's any other Carlito pranks that you want me to put in there, let me know, and I'll put those up there, too.
Okay, yeah, you can link, either that or you could put a link to mine. I need a link better to your page. I want to ask you real quick. I don't know if I should talk about this on the air, but I asked Ted about you getting PCRadio.com back, and he seemed to be okay with it. I don't know if you had heard about that, but
I haven't brought it up with him because it's kind of a touchy subject.
Yeah, let's not.
Doing that would be immeasurably helpful to us.
Yeah. Well, he says he won't squat. Right. I asked him. I should not have asked him. Probably. I just want to let you know. Hey,
he said that he was going to either expire
$30 to
cyber, or did he want to transfer?
Exactly, I got you. All right, well, cool. Hey, well, thank you. Would you like to do a call, or are you off tonight?
Yeah, let's do some pranks.
Oh,
let's call somebody. Who we got?
Here we go. Let me go into what I got here. I got a rhesus monkey for sale. That's one. That came from today. He loves the monkey calls.
Oh, also, I have an update. I'm done building the secondary site for kdkprankcalls.com.
Oh, cool. You know, I tried to do a secondary site, and it didn't work, and it fell miserably, so I gave up, and I put the old one back up. I figured I'll just clean it up. I don't know. I was trying to do some PHP stuff, but you know me, I'm really not that good at doing stuff. We can hook you up with England also if you want. We got a bunch of confirmed numbers in.
Well, no, England, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4:39 in the morning right now, so they're not picking up.
Oh, these are confirmed. That Lonesome has
it's
confirmed.
It's 6:39.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's 6:39. Yeah, you never know. Those people.
Oh, go for it. They're always really polite. They never want to be rude to people.
Okay. Well, we got PJ Cox, AS Pussy, and A Dick, all in England. Oh, we also have Jay Gordon Cumming. That isn't a name of a politician.
What kind of person is it, though? The name doesn't matter so much as the type of person that answers.
Here's what Lonesome has. British woman answered 11:53 p.m.
for all of them?
Yeah, I got old British guy answer at 11:22, old British guy answer 11:19, British woman answer 11:13. Yeah, yeah, they're all confirmed.
Give me an old Brit.
Old Brit guy. Want an old Brit guy or an old Brit woman? Oh, no, I'll have his old Brit guys. Yeah,
I like the old people, so let's go for the old Brit guy.
Oh, so we got A dick or A as pussy?
Give me Mr. Pussy.
Well, P-U-S-E-Y, I guess that's Puse. I don't know. Good luck with that.
Yeah,
I called one and said that was the United States, and it was kind of funny. She's a really polite old lady. That was kind of cool. All right, well, hang on the line.
They're always polite in England.
Exactly. Well, they should be.
That's what's so much fun about them.
They're our friends. They should be, right? We never do them wrong. Okay, hang on. We'll be right back in a second, everybody. We got guest caller KDK on the line, and we will be right back after this.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 1 hour, 26 minutes, 32 seconds.
Do you think they'll understand Ms. Rosenthal?
Yeah.
I hope I did it right.
Hello?
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 Greetings, how is this Mr. Pussy?
No, I'm getting lost.
I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but I didn't want to be rude by saying pussy, because that's the American vernacular for vagina.
Number now.
That was great.
What did he say, get lost?
He said, go on, get lost, like that. He had a
go on, get lost.
Get on, you old bugger.
Call him back.
Hang on, let me try. All right, you want to try him or A dick?
No, try the same guy again.
Okay, hang on, let's try it again. Oh, Lordy. All right.
What do you want?
Hello. My grandfather called you a moment ago, and he said that you hung up on him very rudely.
Yes.
He says he's just trying to contact his old friend, Mr. Pussy. And,
there's no old friend, Mr. Pussy.
Huh?
This is called to 6 in the morning.
Well, he's calling from America, so he probably doesn't realize what time it is. It's only a little before 1 here, and you know how old people stay up late.
Well, I'm trying to go to sleep. Goodbye.
Well, it'll only take a moment.
I'm not interested. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, he knows you.
Don't keep calling. Don't keep calling.
Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher.
Thank you. Goodbye. That's a classic.
Even that's a polite way to be rude.
I know. It's like,
thank you. Goodbye.
Just stop it now, won't you, dear boy?
Exactly.
It's very childish, you know. We're trying to sleep here.
Oh, boy.
Well, sir, I'm cool, but we're trying to sleep.
You want to try another one, or we're trying to marry you?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. How about
your call. Potluck. Call. Anyone.
Jay Gordon coming. It's a woman who answered here earlier. Let's see how she reacts. It's an American.
What was her name?
Jay Gordon coming.
Is an American in England?
No, this is just... I'm saying we're going to see how they react to an American. It was a woman who answered about an hour ago, so...
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? How are you doing? I'm calling from America.
Yes?
I'm sorry, I know it must be terribly late there, but I'm calling, it's only like 12:45 here in America, and I don't know why I'm calling, I just had a lot of drink, and I wanted to talk to somebody from the old country.
But I'm so sorry, you'll call me at 6 in the morning, sorry.
Oh dear Lord. Hello.
Hello.
Stop bringing your show down. I'm going to go.
No, you did great. That was great, man.
I'm going to keep on listening, though.
That's great.
Good deal. Always good talking to you, KDK. Don't be a stranger.
Very nice line,
man. My niggas.
All right, man. We'll check you out later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, that was KDK.
Yeah!
He didn't bring the show down at all. That was great. That was a good
thing. Hell no, man.
Dude, that first guy.
The PhD at PCU. otherwise known as our Cerebro, the one and the only great sponsor, KCK.
Exactly. Well, it's been a great show so far. Yeah, it's been a great show so far, dude. And the good thing is, I don't work until 9 o'clock now, so I can, I can even stay up even later than normal. Well, not too
late.
Now
it's time for us to start opening up these British numbers now. We'll start coming up for the crumpets and tea, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So Milkman, let's see what's left on the last phone card. I think I have like 30 minutes or so left on there, right?
Flex sent to you is about a dollar something left. I just confirmed.
Okay. Oh, you did. Okay, cool. Well, we'll do that then. How's that sound?
I've got a brand new one here ready to scratch for you right after this one's done.
Okay,
so burn her up.
All right, let's burn this one up. We'll be right back with the first call, international call to Glasgow, Scotland. We'll be right back after this.
Yay!
Your heart can't disguise the look of love.
You have $1.
Saying so much more than words could ever say. Yeah. A look my heart has heard, my mind takes.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 1 hour, 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
All right.
Thank you for calling Ask the Govan. We open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience. Press 1 for clothing and footwear. Press 2 for music and video, or hold for operator assistance. Thank you.
I love this.
Good morning, how's it going?
Good morning, how are you there, sir?
All right.
Wonderful, how are you, sir? Good morning.
Yes, can I help you?
Hey, let me ask you a question. How do I get to that Walmart over there?
By plane?
It was so funny. I'm in Glasgow right now visiting here. We've been looking at these damn gay castles you have here. I don't know what the hell that's all about, but I only shop at Walmart. I only shop at American places, you know what I mean?
Hold on a minute.
Oh, God. He's drunk.
Hi there, how can I help you?
Hey, can I smoke in your store?
No.
What do you mean I can't? Isn't it Scotland? Can't you do whatever you want?
No, sorry, you can't.
What, is this America or something?
No.
What's so funny about America?
Sorry?
What's so funny?
You tell me.
You tell me, I'll push you around.
Okay.
Is this Jean?
Sorry?
Is this Jean?
Jade?
Jean.
No.
Jean.
Jane? No.
Jean. Jane?
No.
Okay, what kind of cuts of steak you got there?
Sorry?
What kind of cuts of steak there? What do you got?
Plain? Plain beef.
What do you mean, plain?
Sorry?
Jesus Christ. Alright, what's your name?
Why?
Because I need to know.
Why?
Because I'm allowed by law, American law, to write down your name at any time.
You're not in America now, you're in Britain.
Well, I'm not, how do you mean I'm not? I'm an American citizen, I'm in the embassy, that's America.
Well, you come to us, then you're in Britain.
Hey, this is Scotland, I thought.
Sorry?
This is Scotland.
Great
Britain. This is Scotland.
No, Great Britain. Remember the Great Britain.
I don't know what you're saying. You're speaking that
British
Scotland.
Empire.
I can't understand you.
Do
you have someone who speaks English there?
Sorry?
Do you have someone who speaks English there?
No.
Can you turn the music down in the background?
No.
Do you have any country music?
Country music?
Country.
No.
Do you play golf?
Sometimes.
Do you eat haggis?
Yes.
How do you? What is haggis again? Is it like tripe? What is it? Sheep balls?
Yeah, a shite.
Yeah? Shite?
Uh-huh.
What's all that shite about? What's shite? What's that all about?
Okay, what can I help you with?
I don't like your attitude. Why, can you put me on with a man over there?
No, there's no man in here.
Do you have any haggis here that I can buy?
Yes, it's there.
Frozen haggis?
If you require.
Am I the choir?
Uh-huh.
No. What's that mean?
Sorry?
Can you please put on someone who speaks English?
No, there's no one here that speaks English.
Can you speak to an American or speaks English or something, you know?
An American?
Yeah.
No.
Who's
in the wrong place.
Are there any black people there?
Sorry?
Black people.
No.
Well, I'm black. Is that going to be a problem if I come in there?
No.
What is your golf handicap?
Sorry?
What is your golf handicap?
18.
18? Well, let me talk to that person, please.
Sorry?
Do you know what we say about women who play golf here in the States?
No, but I'm sure you tell me.
You sure? Well, they're of the other persuasion. They're kind of lesbian, you know, dykes. You know what a dyke is?
A dyke?
A dyke.
Uh-huh, yeah, too.
Yeah? I don't know what you just said, but it sounds like you did.
Yeah, too.
Yeah? Do you shave your vagina?
Shorty?
You do? Great. Short? Yeah, the shorties. The short hairs?
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Brazilian?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to the person who's laughing in the background, please?
Sorry?
Oh my god.
No one laughing?
Let me talk to the other person, please.
There's no one else here.
I heard people talking.
No, no.
Can I talk to the manager?
No.
What are you doing?
I'm the manager.
What's that noise?
Sorry?
What is that noise?
Oh, it's just all your calls are monitored here.
Oh my god. Are you going to trace me?
Yes.
Can I have your social security number, please?
No.
You didn't even know what a social security number is.
Yes, I sure do.
You damn Scot. You Scots are a bunch of drunks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the Scottish, they killed Jesus, you know. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm actually getting quite bored with the conversation now, okay?
Why don't you get the phone to someone else?
Okay, bye!
You bitch. Hey.
Please enter your destination number now.
I don't know what the hell to tell these people. God damn, they got some strong-ass accents there, man. Jesus.
Oh, I knew what you said, man. I was trying to send you a message on Google, but I don't think you was catching, man.
Yeah, I was trying. I did the whole golf and the handicap thing and everything like that, but yeah. Yeah,
I was shoot out a promo with finding.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to promo with her. I don't know. Do you think they see black people in Scotland and stuff? Like, I have a friend who's Scottish. Like, he came from there. Well, no, he's not. I don't know. I don't keep in touch with him now. But when I was younger, in high school, he said that his little brother, the first time they came to America was the first time they saw a black person in the airport, and he started running.
Really?
He started running away because he thought it was the devil. I'm not trying to be racist or nothing. But he said it was his first time seeing an old black lady, and that he thought it was a devil, and he started running away. Like, he ran away. He ran, and his family was like, what's wrong? He's like, it's the devil. The devil is there. The devil, like that.
What?
Yeah, like, he didn't know.
He must not have ever been to London.
I guess not. Well, there's a lot of blacks in London, right? Yeah, that's what Nunu's saying. That's what Nunu's saying. They all live in London. Wow. Well, that's crazy.
London!
Nunu says it's too cold in Scotland. Mm-hmm. If there's one thing, well,
if there's two things
black people don't like, it's the cold and swimming. Is that right, Athena? And mayonnaise. That's three right there. That's the truth. She's no manager either. I can tell she's fucking around with me. So anyway, that's that, everybody. Thank you for that. Thank you, Nunu, who provided that number to us. Nunu, big Nunu.
Yeah.
Nunu says he says that store is in the roughest part of Glasgow there is. How rough does it get in Glasgow, though? Seriously.
Oh, holy shit! If they're dealing hags over there, man, woo! Look out, man.
I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, I don't know. What's it?
That's some nasty stuff, brother.
Is that the whole train spotting kind of thing? Is that what he's trying to get at? I thought that was over with and stuff. I mean, isn't that like a fad that was over? I guess you're still into it over there.
Heroin, man, is serious business, man. It's big business still, man. Is what I hear.
That's what you hear.
I didn't even know that they even sell that crap around here. I didn't even find out until I found out a guy. Where I work, it was got in trouble and busted for it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, God, you can get anything in the Caribbean, I'm sure. It's a lot more expensive over there, I know that. I know weed's a lot more expensive in Puerto Rico. I know that.
Bad.
Yeah, because my cousin, he's I don't know, he's got issues, but he was telling me that, like over there, like in Puerto Rico, weed is actually, I thought it'd be cheaper because, you know, it comes through the Caribbean, you know, a lot of times. And he told me no. He said, like, they'll ship it through the Caribbean, and then it'll get to its final destination in the States, and then from there it'll get shipped back to wherever, whatever point in the Caribbean.
I don't know where the heck he's up to, man, because, hell, I live right over by Mary Jane Mountain.
Yeah, Mary Jane Mountain, huh?
Mm-hmm, right around the corner. I'm about less than 4 or 5 miles away.
Yeah? What's up with that?
Man, you just, whenever you go by there and you see the little old granny sitting out by the side of the road, just keep right on going. Don't turn up that block, man, because granny's got Jethro and the rest of them on up there in the yonder hills.
Wow, she's selling weed? Old ladies?
No, hell no. Granny just watching. She's sitting over there on a jug of seeds.
Oh, okay. Well, hell. I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay, Milkman, whatever you say there, Chief.
He's sitting on a damn chunk of seeds.
Yeah.
With a little smile.
Yeah. Well, Reeple in the chat room is saying if he saw a green person, he wouldn't think it's a devil. I don't know what. I guess Reeple's black or something. I didn't mean to offend anybody. I like black people. I like them a lot.
Nah, man.
Yeah. Anyway, well.
My Negro.
Yeah,
we love black people. Well, man, I love black people here.
Exactly, we like it.
We got a ton of them here, man. I got quite a good bunch of friends, man. They're black, man. You know, just happen to be their black. I could care less.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello. Chinchy.
Hello.
Hello.
What's speaking?
Chinchy there. Huh?
What's speaking?
Is he speaking?
Who? What's you?
You come down to the restaurant?
Where?
Over here?
Where restaurant? Where?
Nine Dragons?
Huh? Where?
Order,
where the shit?
You order delivery?
Huh?
I need gate code to get in for delivery.
No delivery.
You no delivery?
This is not restaurant, okay? No number.
You order something from takeaway. You order something from this takeaway.
Mistake takeaway?
Apartment 203.
No. I said, not apartment, I said house. Wrong number. What's the number?
It's the wrong number.
What's the number?
It's your number.
What's the order? I don't know order something food.
You know order food?
No. What's your food? What kind of food?
Chinese food.
No. Wrong number.
I'm trying to forget him. Huh?
Huh?
Yeah. You.
Wrong number. I know order the food. Sorry.
Wrong number.
Uh-huh.
Long?
Wrong number. What's the number?
How long is it? It's 0807. You better pay for this food.
You wing a walking number.
You better pay for this food. This is the third time you order the General So chicken and all this $52 worth of food. You're not going to pay for it?
No, I know all this.
Oh yeah.
You know, long number.
We
long number. I said old man.
Long number.
I said mom. I said mama. No. What's your name? What's your name order?
Cheng Chi Loon.
No.
Cheng Chi Loon number 12, number 69, number 22, number 5. You ready?
No.
Come get it. Get food now.
Excuse me?
Get food now.
Where?
Get food now.
Wait, get food now. Wait. You, wait. Where are you?
Where are you? China Dragon, Brooklyn, here.
No, I know, order something, so sorry.
I'm going to call the police.
I think you know, long number, please.
That's
I can't afford it for you.
$52, this is the
I
third time.
I can't afford it for you.
Last week you made a big order and you didn't come get it and all the food went to waste.
Wait, what's your order? What's your food?
You made an order last week, all this food, and no one came to pick it up, and it sat here, and we stayed open till midnight.
Excuse me, I not stay here. I said go to working now. Only go home now.
You're a big liar.
Hey, wait. What you say?
I said you're a liar.
What's a liar?
Lie, L-I-E, lie.
Lie?
Lie.
You lie?
You're a liar.
No.
Rye.
I only just only the finishing up my job and working the restaurant. Yeah, correct. I working in the restaurant, you know.
Huh?
I working in the tiny restaurant.
That's nice, honey. What do you do in the restaurant?
No, I not order something. I eat the food. I eat the dinner, go home. I not order you food. You eat long number, I think so.
I eat the dinner, I go home. You call the long number, I don't think so.
What's it's a dinner boy, you?
Yes.
Where is it? Manhattan? Was it Berlin or was it where?
Whatever you say. Whatever you say.
I don't know.
All I care about.
What's your name?
My name?
Uh-huh. I asked somebody, what's your order? What's your name?
Abraham.
Abraham? What's the telephone number, please?
My number?
Uh-huh.
It's,
no. One second, because I asked another people, I know order your food. I just finished up, go home, only go home now.
I have the proof. You want me to give you the proof?
No.
You don't want the proof now, huh?
Excuse me, I'm not ordering your food. I just finished the job. Go home, you know. You understand me?
I'm not going to go home until you pay.
What you pay?
You pay. You ordered the food.
Jesus Christ, it's about fucking time.
God damn. I didn't understand half that damn conversation. What the hell are you talking about? I came home.
No, she said she works in a Chinese restaurant. I don't order your food. I eat and go home.
I see. She doesn't have to order the food. She, shit. I gotta save that one. That's funny. You call the long number. Long number.
And now we know she works in a Chinese restaurant, too. We just need to figure out the name of the restaurant and fuck with her.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell her that I'm from the health inspector or something next week. We're gonna do something on Thursday. We're gonna save that one. That's a keeper right there, buddy. All right, cool.
Jesus.
Alright, man. That was pretty good, Brandon. Thanks for setting that up. We had a great time with that, man.
Alright, man.
Alright, man. We'll catch you. We'll catch you on Thursday, hopefully, man. Look, good looking out, and yeah, have a good night, man.
Alright, bud.
Later. Bye.
Peace out, baby.
Big Brandon Vegas.
Yes, sir.
That's right, everybody. Dave, I want to thank everybody. We went 2 weeks without anybody calling in the show, literally, and then now, this is great. I love it when people call. I love putting, you know, the Madhouse thing here that we do. Yeah, I do calls. I do things. I like to entertain. But I'm more about getting y'all to do calls. You know what I mean? Like, not to be lazy and shit, but I am a lazy guy. But I like to give, this is the Madhouse, I see it as, it's, this show is an opportunity for everybody else there to get involved. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Zolar does his show, and yeah, he takes calls and lets people do prank calls, but I'm more about the interaction and letting people say their piece and doing their own calls, and even if they're not that good, I give you your shot and everything, and whatever. And I'm trying to say is, this is all about you over here in the Madhouse.
Where Frankie's and the girl's like, why are you talking like that? That's what he talks like. My life sucks. Yeah, the. Yeah.
And then the drum roll in the back.
Yeah. What is that song? Bricks in the Wall. That's the one that has it, right? At the beginning of it?
Good morning, customer services.
Hi, how you doing? Customer services?
Yes, yeah. Hey. Who's speaking, please?
Well, look, I represent the estate of Jerry Springer. Hello?
Yes?
We're calling here from the States, and I know it's very late over there, or very early, however you want to see it, say it. But I understand that you have a problem with our DVD that we just released. Do you understand you're under obligation to sell that?
Right, no. I'm not honestly aware of any problems officially. The only thing I could suggest is that you write to our head office. If I could give you
we have laws against that here in the United States. We don't start writing stuff. We get instant gratification. You know what that means?
Oh, yes. I think I can work out what that means. But phoning a random branch of Sainsbury's on the off chance that you get somebody in and ask them to give an official statement?
What?
Not going to happen.
What are you saying? Do we need to get a trip? Do you know have someone that speaks English?
Yes, I do. It's myself. But you're asking for an official company statement.
Yeah.
And instead of phoning our head office, who would give you an official company statement, you've just phoned a supermarket that happens to be open anywhere in the United Kingdom.
and we have over 300 stores. So you can't honestly expect me to give you an official company statement.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you Catholic?
What has that got to do with it?
Well, I just like to know. If I'm going to negotiate something, I like to know your character. Are you
right? Well, my religion then will have absolutely nothing whatsoever.
Yeah, you Catholic, definitely Catholic. Neil sits down. Neil sits down.
Couldn't be further from the truth.
Neil sits down.
Protestant.
Yeah.
No.
He's Irish or the Catholics, I thought.
He goes, couldn't be further from the truth. Well, they have, they're both there, like.
No, but the Northern Irish are like, they have the militant Catholics,
I think
those
right? Are the Protestants.
Can't be. Because all those priests are Catholics.
But listen, Northern Ireland is the good part of Ireland, and that's where the English moved their settlers.
Okay.
So it's Protestant, and that's where all the fighting is because the Catholics who stayed are like the underclass now.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was the British
kind of like your people in our country.
Mm-mm. That's not true. So we'd be the British. We'd be the same people in this situation. Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
You know, the Spanish were here first. You are in Florida. You know, that's a Spanish word.
Doesn't mean
I know, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. I know, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean. I don't really care. I don't know, man. I wish there were less Hispanics here in Florida. Honestly, and I'm Hispanic, and it's like, God, they just give us such a bad... What is it, Athena? You told me what? A Hispanic person raped someone? Two women?
A Cuban, yeah. He was
a Cuban. Raped two women here in Orlando.
He left them his phone number on there. He put their cell phone number into their cell phone so they could call him.
And that's how they caught him.
Yeah, because they called him and they told him that they wanted to hook up again. And he came back and the police were waiting for him.
And it was a female officer, I guess, they called, right?
Yeah.
And then they set up a meeting at a hotel.
No, just at the apartment complex.
At the apartment complex. Yeah. How stupid do you have to be? Okay, so I'm going to rape a woman and say, yo, I'm going to leave you my number, give me your cell phone, and program, and actually really program his cell phone number into her cell phone.
Yeah.
And expect that they will call back for more, like they want to be raped again.
Yeah, he entered rapist.
Wow. rapist.
Hey, I don't even think I remember my name, so I'm under as rapist.
He's Johnny Tracy. You know where that's from?
No.
Con Air. That Mexican serial rapist. And he said his name was Johnny Tracy. Tracy meaning 13. And they named it that because he had 13 women. You never remember that?
Yeah, I remember Con Air. I just don't remember a little specific.
Yeah.
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo.
That's the actor.
Oh, okay. All right, that's true.
He dies in every movie.
He does, yeah. Yeah. Didn't Dave Chappelle get thrown from a plane in that movie, too? Didn't he start a fire? He had, like, a condom full of gasoline that he swallowed? Yeah, Dave Chappelle's, and then he got...
I don't remember him being in there, either.
They wrote a note on him and threw it out the window. Threw it out the plane, I think. I think that's what happened in that movie. I think Dave Chappelle ended up getting thrown out anyway. Okay, so disposition tells me that the guy who plays guitar... His name is Chris. Okay, good. And he answered, so... Okay. I wonder where Tequila Boz Bar is, though. Shit. I can find that out. Don't you worry about that, sir. I know. I know I'm probably bothering you by asking you for these little details like this. But let me go to the old white pages here. And I'm going to look up... I don't care. You get that to me. Anyway, California has confirmed Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, he's from California. I don't know where that is.
But that's like two great foods.
Chicken and waffles?
Yeah, I like both those things.
Black people mix those up, though, you know, a lot.
Do they?
Yeah, you never heard of chicken and waffles?
No, they mix it together?
Yeah, they do. I don't know. I don't think that's appetizing.
We should call them and ask them if they actually do that.
Up north they do that?
Like, your waffle has chicken in it, or...
Like, is it...
They make chicken with gravy in the pouring top.
What about syrup? Is there any syrup there?
Wait a minute. Yeah.
You like it.
Really? So, the extra waffles with gravy on top, is it little small pieces of chicken?
Yeah.
Small pieces of chicken?
Yeah.
Oh no! I don't want that's not like that texture.
Chicken gravy.
Chicken gravy and waffles.
Waffle.
You don't do
that. Pancake.
Yeah, they don't do pancakes up north. They're more waffle people up there, right? I think.
That's not what I heard.
I think pancakes are more southern, right? Oh no, we got hoe cakes or something. Now grits. That's a southern thing, right? There's no grits up north, right, Athena? Yeah. Not popular.
If you eat that, they'll beat you up when you leave the restaurant.
Yeah, well, they know you're probably a
you love the South.
Yeah, you're a southern.
It's damn right.
Yeah. Well, you come down here, you order chicken and waffles, they'll probably think you're a Yankee. Chicken
waffles sounds pretty nasty.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people hate Yankees down here. God, I know that. You ever heard people talking bad about, like, Yankees?
No.
Like, they hate people from New York, you know?
Well, yeah, everybody hates people from New York.
They call them Yankees, and they can't drive and stuff. I hear that all the time, yeah. Yeah, fuck Florida anyway. Fuck my apartment complex. Yeah, so, let's do another number. Let's do that. Well, I'm trying to find out where the fuck they're from. Hang on. I had to put their number here, and I forgot. Reverse phone. There we go.
Waffles.
Yeah, they're in L.A., so yeah. Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles. Why not? Okay. Well, should I do a black voice? No, because they're going to know.
I wonder, like, do they have syrup there? Like,
all right, what kind of syrup? They got chicken syrup.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I imagine they got chicken gravy. All
right. Well, I have some ideas I could do. All right, well, we'll be right back after this, coming right up with a call to Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles in L.A. It's 10:39, and you're listening to The Madhouse on PC Radio. Oh. You push it, man.
Sound of the light.
That guy's name's Samuel Shatt. Samuel Shatt.
Rascal and Pico, how may I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, I just called. Did you hang up on me? Was that an accident or, like, what happened?
No, the phone, I don't know. Something was wrong with the phone. I couldn't hear you.
Because that cost me 35 cents, you know?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Okay. Well, hey. Let me ask you a question. You got chicken and waffles there? How do you make chicken and waffles exactly?
How do what?
What's it like? Like what? How do you make the chicken on the? What is it with? You put gravy? You put syrup? Or what do you do on it?
You can put whatever you want on it. It's whatever you want to do.
All right. What do you got? Can I put like hot sauce on it?
Yeah.
You have hot sauce there?
Yeah.
Do you have Crystal hot sauce, or what do you got there?
It's Louisiana hot sauce and Tabasco sauce.
And, like, Tabasco brand Tabasco sauce?
Yeah.
You don't have any Crystal there?
No, but I know.
What's your favorite hot sauce?
Huh?
What's your favorite hot sauce? What's your most popular one there, your favorite one?
The Louisiana hot sauce, I guess.
So people like that instead of the Tabasco one there?
Yeah.
Is there anyone there who might know about hot sauce that I can talk to?
This is Stacy. Hi.
Leroy.
Yes, may I help you?
Yeah, who am I speaking with?
I don't know who you want to speak to.
I don't know. I'm asking to see if I can find someone who knows about hot sauce.
About hot sauce?
Hot sauce, yeah, hot sauce.
What you want to know about hot sauce? It's hot. And it's a sauce.
What's your favorite hot sauce?
Depends on which one I like. Neither, man. I got older. I don't use it too much.
You don't use hot sauce very much?
No. Red. I like Red Rooster, Tabasco. Don't make a difference. Yeah.
Red Rooster?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried Crystal hot sauce? Have you ever been able to taste that?
No.
Never had. Maybe that's not an L.A. thing. I don't know. You guys
have
the West Coast.
We don't have it.
So what's Red Rooster like? Is it hot? What would you... No,
yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
It's not too hot?
No.
Okay.
It's all
right. Are you eating chicken and waffles right now?
No, man. I'm working right now. What's the question? How can I help you, my man?
Well, no. I was asking about what kind of hot sauce you got there and how you make chicken and waffles, if you can help me.
We have Red Rooster. And Tabasco sauce, okay?
So you had Louisiana? She said Louisiana.
There you go. Louisiana Red Rooster.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. You make good wings with that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So how do you make your waffles, your chicken and waffles?
Dude, we cook it. We cook it and sell it. I can't give you ingredients. What you want? I mean, you know.
No, but like the chicken, is it like a whole chicken breast between two waffles? Like a waffle?
No, it's how you order. If you order chicken and waffles, you're going to get chicken and then you're going to get waffles.
Can I get a whole chicken breast with a waffle like a sandwich?
If you want it like that, yeah, order number 13 and you can make it like that yourself, okay? We're going to give you a breast and a waffle.
Number 13?
Yeah, breast and a waffle.
I don't like
that. Hey, dude, come on, man. You need to come down here and see a menu, okay? I'm not going to do no phone quiz, all right?
Don't give me any lip, man. I mean, you want my business or not?
It don't matter. Bye. Thank you.
All
right. Well, there it is, everybody. Chicken and waffles. The great mystery continues. I need to get a black person to explain chicken and waffles to me. Because now I'm intrigued. I wonder if it's any good.
But it's not even like a southern black thing. Like, I've never heard anything about that. It must be like a West Coast black thing.
Yeah, I guess so. I've seen it here. We're in Sanford. I drove by somewhere and it said...
You can tell Carlito likes food. You can hear it.
I'm like, oh, yeah. I do like food. I am portly. I would say that. I would describe myself more than portly. But we'll be nice to say portly. Anyway. What's weird, Australians, they actually eat kangaroos, don't they? Is that true?
What?
I've heard that the Australians actually do eat kangaroo meat. You ever heard about that?
No.
Yeah, I've heard about that. They eat it like
steak. That's like cannibalism.
Yeah, I guess. I know, right?
They breed with those animals. Why would they eat it, too?
That's like eating a bald eagle.
Yeah, like they have sex with kangaroos all the time, and then they go and eat it, too. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, Nunu tells me, so the previous call before the last one, asking about the whole Katha thing is about as controversial as you can be there. Yeah, so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, like, it's funny because, like, no matter where you go, people will find a reason to hate some other group.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're all... You know, they're pretty much the same people by now. It's been like 200 years.
So they just want to hate.
Oh, man, those Catholics tear me up. Yeah. Oh, I want to go over and hit one with a brick.
Yeah, well, so you just they just pretty much want to hate. This is about, you know, I mean, they're trying to find a reason to hate, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and then they don't... They believe that the Protestants get preferential treatment from the English government.
Really? They believe so? Well, that would make sense because they're all Protestant, right? Well, they started...
Yeah, but, you know, they don't really care about that shit anymore.
Anyway, well, this physician says he's half black, so I guess you better...
What does he know about chicken and waffles?
Yeah, if you're half black, call in 888-278-8509. I'm sure...
The black side, I mean, look, I love Tabasco, too, and I'm not any part black.
Yeah, well...
I put hot sauce on everything I eat, pretty much.
Yeah. Have you ever put hot sauce on popcorn? I went through a phase
I didn't. I've never done that.
But it waters down your popcorn.
I don't eat popcorn. Once I got braces in when I was a child.
Oh, okay. So, you wouldn't... Yeah, okay, I got you. Well, Nunu says that he doesn't want Northern Ireland anyway, so, okay. Whatever. Now, Northern Ireland is officially part of Britain, right? But they want to break off? Is that the story?
Yeah, they should. They should just let them go and do whatever they want.
Okay, all right. Well, let's do dispositions call. His number to a dude named Chris in Arizona who plays the guitar, and I guess he plays at some bar or somewhere called Tequila Bob's. And I guess I'm under the impression that I have to make him think that I'm offering him something. I thought someone was calling finally. But if you did want to call, it's 1-888-278-8509. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, please.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 7 hours, 52 minutes, 29 seconds.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak with Chris, please?
Yeah, I'm Chris right here.
Chris, how you doing? My name is Jack Valente. I'm calling you from, let me just say my clients are very interested. We saw you at Tequila Bob's about, a few weeks ago. I guess it was your last gig there. Do we have the correct Chris?
Was I in a band, or?
You play the guitar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you were spotted by a gentleman affiliated with Garth Brooks. He's a scout for Garth Brooks, as a matter of fact, and he happened to be in Arizona, and in transit he decided to stop into Tequila Bob's with a few family friends. And as a matter of fact, Tequila Bob, the owner, is actually a good friend of his. Regardless, Chris, we saw you playing, and Garth Brooks is actually looking for a new guitarist for his tour. One of the guitarists he has, a background guitarist, actually is going into rehab right now. I don't know if you heard about it. It was on CMT tonight, and we're looking for somebody to audition. If you're available to break free for the weekend, possibly, we'd be willing to fly you out here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, to Oklahoma City, here in Oklahoma. Garth Brooks is going to be renting out a whole floor at the Hilton, and is going to be trying to get a few people to do auditions, and you were cited
by one of his associates, one of his representatives. He's pretty much a scout. He's got his own talent scout. He's trying to start a new label. So if you're interested,
yeah,
we'd be willing to fly you in, sir.
I'd kind of be interested. I'd have to find out what, like, this week?
This weekend.
Is this your number, or...?
Well, this is the main number. I'd be willing to give you the toll-free number if you need to get a hold of me, but...
What's your name?
My name is Jack Valente. Jack Valente.
Jack Valente?
Yeah, do you even spell that for you?
No, I can get it.
Okay, well, great.
I need to get a pen.
Look, we need to be quick here, because I got a few more people to call. It's getting late, and I don't mean to keep your time. But if you're interested in coming, I'd rather need to know soon, because I need to make all the reservations and everything.
What did you just say? My phone cut out for a second.
Where would you be flying out of? I need to know so we can start reservation process here. Would you be flying out of Phoenix?
Probably Vegas.
Okay. All right, we'll work on that. Now, I need to know a few questions real quick. Now, can you tell me real quickly about your history with the guitar, how long you've been playing, what's going on?
Right, I've been playing like 8 years.
8 years, and you're how old now?
23.
Okay. All right, now... Would you be willing to undress from the waist up for Garth Brooks?
Oh, this is a joke thing, huh?
Just from the waist up.
Undress from the waist up?
Look, between me and you, Garth Brooks has this thing. He needs when he auditions for his label, he needs to see them from the waist up.
Probably not. This is a good joke though.
No, seriously, this is not a joke. This is a chance of a lifetime.
Uh-huh.
Are you a fan of Garth Brooks?
Yeah, but this is a big joke.
I would never put this upon anybody, and I swear to God, if you tell any of the tabloids about this, I lose my job. Let's just say that.
This is a good joke, man. This is a good one.
So you're going to take your shirt off or not?
No.
All right. Do you work out or anything?
No.
All right.
This is a really good joke.
Is it good?
I'll catch you later, man.
All right. Well, you have a good night, sir. I'll be calling you back.
Please enter your destination number now.
All right, that was that. Any thoughts on that, Andy?
Should
I give that applause or was that bluff?
I don't know. Nothing really great happened. Yeah. Like you went to the sales pitch. All
right. Yeah.
You jerked the hook too fast.
I did jerk. I've been doing that a lot. I do that a lot. I've always done a lot. Well, anyway, yeah, California tells me that Roscoe's House of Chicken that we called earlier specializes in chicken and waffles. You can buy one or both. They really don't be mixing that shit. Oh, okay, I see now. When you're broke, you learn to eat off shit like fish and grits. And that a full course meal in the hood is chicken cereal and a hot link.
Chicken cereal.
Chicken cereal or chicken
and cereal? Well, yeah, like every once in a while, I'll have corn pops and I'll shred chicken on top of it. That's good.
No, you don't. Really?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
All the time.
Well, you know, you put cornflakes, ground up cornflakes,
yeah,
on the chicken, you fry it in that. There's people who do that.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's crazy.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
That's what terrorists do.
You know what my dad would do and always taste? He would
speaking of terrorists, yeah.
Yeah, my dad. He would take saltines and crush them.
And make bombs?
No, and make... He would make meatballs and bread them in the saltines
them
and then fry them.
Carlos, I throw a meatball at you.
Yeah, at my crotch. Well, anyway, thank you, Disposition. We tried to do something with that. That was, I guess I liked it, but whatever. Madman is sending me a number for Jens Chinese and Carl Todberger, as well as some guy named Will. Well, where there's a will, there's a way. How about we call him a Lonesome Losers numbers here? Samuel Schatt. I mean, I just need foreign sounding.
Vernie Schatt. That's funny, too.
Vernie Schatt, too, yeah. Is that foreign? No, I didn't get it. I got to call the foreigner first. In California? Hell yeah. Ooh, St. Joseph. I hate that place. That place sucks. Okay. We'll be right back after this with the next call. We're calling Samuel Schatt in California. It's 10:57, and we'll be right back on the matter.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak with Samuel, please?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Samuel.
Samuel. Yeah?
Sammy?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Vern. How you doing?
Vern.
You know what I mean?
No. Who's Vern?
Vern, I live here in San Jose on Sessions, 5900 block.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, have you been having trouble with that, with a black dog running around?
Black dog?
Yeah, this is black dog going around the neighborhood, terrorizing people.
No, I noticed.
I'm trying to get some people together. We're going to go down and give the owner of that black dog some chat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't notice. Who owns that black dog?
That guy Bill, you know, down the street. He's at the beginning of the cul-de-sac, you know?
Oh, okay.
Drives a white truck.
Oh, okay.
Redneck guy. Well, look, I'm going to tell you what. That dog actually came onto my yard and shat right in front of everybody. We were having a picnic in the front yard. I know it sounds crazy, but we have our picnics at our house. We don't like to go out that much, so... Right. We have our picnics where everybody can see, and that dog shat right in front of us.
Really?
No kidding.
Did you talk to the owner?
Yeah, well, they said that I told them that he shat, and they don't speak much English, so they said they called shat, and I'm calling you. So,
why?
Well, because...
If they own the dog, huh?
I heard that you shat.
Oh, maybe they misunderstand.
Did you shat? Are you shat?
Yeah.
Did you shat yourself, or how?
My last name's Shat, yeah.
Well, the dog Shat, right? Your dog Shat? Last name Shat?
I don't have a dog.
What do you have? You have a cat that Shat?
I don't have a cat. I don't have a dog. Nothing. I don't have anything.
What do you have, a wife?
I have a wife, yeah.
Is your wife's last name Shat?
So
your wife Shat?
No, I mean, the dog runs around your yard.
I think your wife shat in my yard.
Alright, that's... You can always laugh at shitting jokes, huh? So, I'll give myself some applause. Great.
Yeah,
fantastic. You know what's missing tonight is Milkman, to be honest with you. I don't know why. But I miss the guy in his weird comments sometimes. I miss gonging him.
Yeah, he's in Guantanamo right now.
Yeah, he's in Guantanamo. He's in Gitmo right now. Oh, damn it, man.
I don't have any ties to Al-Qaeda.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
All I like to do is buy phone cards.
He's like, why are you buying so many phone cards, huh? Supplying Al-Qaeda with phone cards. Shit.
I'm telling people where to go with my phone cards.
Yeah. Milkman, he wouldn't give me up if it was something like that. I think he would really, if it came down to it, if I told him that the cops were after me for prank calling people, I think he'd take the blame. He'd be like,
I'll take the blame, Carlo.
I'll take the fall.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's a whole PCU thing.
I've had a long life.
Yeah. So
I like getting raped, tell you the truth.
I don't mind it at all. Damn it. I'm going to test a toll-free line because no one's calling it. I thought Prankbuster would have called by now for sure, so it's probably not working. Hang on.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak with Cheng, please?
Huh?
Cheng, I need to speak with Cheng, please.
Yeah.
Is this Cheng?
Yeah.
Cheng, this is Jack. I'm calling you from State of New York Food Services. How are you tonight?
Oh. Good.
Cheng, let me ask you a question. We're coming in for an inspection here, and this will be the third strike if we find anything wrong. I thought maybe I'd give you a heads up and let you know maybe I might want to... Are you breathing into the phone?
Huh?
Are you breathing?
Oh, yeah.
You're breathing into the phone?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Home.
Home?
Yeah, okay. Maybe the phone is loud, yeah.
I don't know. Now, tell me the truth about the restaurant. We know we have the inspection and we know what's going on. Do you want to be honest? Do you want to be honest with me about you're not washing your hands?
Huh?
You're not washing your hands.
Oh, no.
You're not washing your hands at work?
No, I'm in the living room.
Okay. We have proof that you went to the bathroom at work and you didn't wash your hands before returning to work.
When?
This month. Last month.
In the restaurant?
You went to the bathroom in the restaurant? And you didn't wash your hands when you were done?
Oh, you want to find Mr. Cheng or Miss Cheng?
Okay, where can I reach them at?
Huh?
Where can I reach them at?
Because if Mr. Cheng is my father and Miss Cheng is me.
Okay, can I talk to them?
Oh, my father doesn't know English much.
Oh, okay. I can have a translator talk.
Oh.
Okay, but did you didn't wash your hands after you went to the bathroom?
How do you know?
Well, we have you know, hidden cameras.
Oh, in where?
In the state of New York.
City, New York?
State of New York, yeah, New York. New York City, Brooklyn?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you went to the... Did you do number one or number two?
No, so why you want to know about that?
Did you know when you go to the bathroom, when you go pee-pee, you're supposed to wash your hands?
Yeah.
But you didn't wash your hands.
So?
So that's dirty.
Uh-huh.
And someone got sick.
Uh-huh.
And we know that you didn't wash your hands. We think maybe you got them sick. You gave them the sick. You know what avian bird flu is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. So, do you not wash your hands after you go to the bathroom at work?
I don't know. It's not me, okay?
It was you, Cheng Chi Loon.
No, it's not me.
Who are you? You said you are Cheng.
I'm Miss Cheng. Miss.
Miss Cheng. Yeah, that's Miss Cheng.
Yeah.
Miss Cheng. We're looking for Miss Cheng. She didn't wash her hands. She took a shit and she didn't wash her hands.
Oh, I'm not free now, so can you call back later tomorrow?
Now.
I'm not free now, okay?
You pay now.
No.
Hurry up and buy.
Oh, I feel bad though. She sounds like she's young. Poor thing. Ew, man, she doesn't wash her... I know they don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
At a Chinese restaurant, man. That's
any
sick.
Restaurant.
You don't wash your hands?
No, I do.
You do? Yeah. No, you don't.
No, I yeah. do. I actually
you do?
Do?
Seriously?
Yeah. We have cameras everywhere where I work, so you have to.
But they're not going to bust you for that.
They have cameras everywhere.
Your boss is not going to go after you for... you didn't wash your hands. You're in trouble. Like, yeah, maybe the State Department might or something.
No, you get mad if you saw that. There's a customer who might see it.
Oh, look, it's Milkman.
Hey,
man.
What's I'm back up? From the mothership.
Hey, man. It's about goddamn time.
They probed me twice.
I was going to do the old man voice.
Yeah, it's
for about
so
10 minutes.
It's real hard.
I'm not smart or funny. Hurry up.
They won't answer.
Answer now. Damn it.
Is not answering. Please leave your message
so
after the tone. Your voicemail will be delivered immediately by email.
Let's have a voicemail.
Hey, look. Hey, this is Carlito and Andy. Andy.
Yeah, we're pissed off.
Yeah.
You've been gone the whole show.
Yep.
And
we had all this stuff we had to talk about.
Then you go, I'm back. And then, like, we call you and you don't
and you're
answer.
Not, and you're not even there.
Because you're stupid.
Yeah, you're an asshole, so. That's right. And I heard you don't wash your hands either, Milkman.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to call us.
Call him
now.
No,
well, he can't call. Yeah, but we're going to call you back. You better answer or it's your house. Yeah. Hey, but thanks for the phone card tonight, though. Bye. All right. Well, we left that for Milkman there.
Now call him back.
Let me try to call him back one more time. He's there somewhere. He's probably like, I didn't plug in my microphone. Wait up.
I had to unplug it from my rear and plug it into the jack.
USDA.
Hey, what's up, man?
Milkman.
Hey.
At least say,
we
man.
Get a small applause, you guys.
My boys.
Here's our applause for Milkman right here. Oh. What's up, man?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello, Richard?
This is Ron.
Ron. Okay, Ron. Is this Richard's son?
No, who's this?
Well, look, my name is Walter, and I just wanted to give you my condolences. I know you're probably Richard's son or something, but I understand he finally passed after, you know, the heart attack and everything, and I was...
Talking about Richard Pryor?
Well, yeah, Richard Pryor.
You got the wrong Richard Pryor. You're talking about the comedian Richard Pryor. He's the one that died.
I've got his cell phone number here, and... I got his number here in my cell phone, sir. I've had his number for quite some time, him and his wife.
Richard Pryor, Yolanda.
Yolanda, yeah, Yolanda and Richard Pryor here. We're friends from the AFCA.
Richard's alive. He's at Yolanda's.
I know you're in doubt. It's okay. That's the third step or something. Denial. Yeah, denial. That's the one. But, son, let me tell you, I lost my father last year to a heart attack. And just be
blessed. Listen to me, bro.
Just be blessed.
Listen to me. I'm not in denial. This is my buddy. He's been my buddy for 20 years.
It's okay to
He's not dead, and he's at Yolanda's, and I'm going to sleep.
If Richard's in hiding, press 1 now.
What?
Is he in hiding?
Oh, my God. I got to go, bro.
The bastard owes me $35.
Oh, well, I don't know. He's not dead.
Well, that, just like the black people always be skipping out on their bills.
Well, you're I don't know bastard. Nothing about that.
Yeah, you would. You're obviously black. You're Richard's son.
Yeah, let's call this female Jewish rabbi. Let's see if it's not too late to call her. We'll be right back. All right. This. Hang on, everybody.
Find out if she will give a circumcision.
Circumcision? To me?
Yeah.
Tell her I want a circumcision now.
Yeah. You're an adult and you're tired of your foreskin.
Well, hell, let's do it. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Now, this man here is going to take me by the hand. And he's going to lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz in the right tempo. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among...
Hello. Hello, ma'am.
Hmm?
Marilee?
Mm-hmm.
Marilee, how you doing there? Good evening. My name is Walter, and I'm thinking of converting over to Judaism. I'm currently a Catholic. Would that be possible at my age? Ma'am, I'm moved by the fact that Jesus actually was a Jew. And I really am interested. Please don't laugh. I really am interested in possibly following the Jewish faith. I have reason to believe that I'll be a much happier person as a member of the tribe. No offense. Ms. Gordon, are you there?
I just gave my phone number.
It was given to me from my friend, Mr. Goldenberg. He said that it was okay to go ahead and give you a call. I don't know if maybe he goes to your congregation or what, but he said that, he's been talking to me for a good year now. I washed his car for 6 months, and, he told me about, the Torah and everything, and I really would like to, I'm a Gentile. Can I get rid of that?
So who is this really?
My name is Walter. Walter Rodriguez.
Rodriguez.
My friend Richard recently died, and I was very, very sad, and I wanted to take my life, and he told me, there was a God. And I said, yeah, well, this Catholic God and this and that, and I don't believe in it. I don't feel complete. And he's been teaching me, he read for me from the Torah for a good, few minutes and everything, and the Exodus and everything, and I was very moved. And I don't know. Ma'am, please, I beg of you.
So can I talk to Ben?
Ben? Who's Ben? I don't know Ben. It's Mr. Goldenberg.
Yes, this is Mr. Goldenberg.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Well then, where can we go with this?
What would you like to ask me?
Well, you have to be straightforward with me.
I'm being straightforward. I told you I had a death in my family. My friend Richard died. And I want to convert into Judaism. I've never been much of a Catholic myself. I haven't eaten pork in 3 years. I have actually.
What?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I haven't eaten.
You haven't what?
I have not eaten pork in 3 years. I don't think it'd be that difficult to follow a kosher, diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be willing to volunteer for circumcision if you'd be willing to come over. Now, what do you use? Would you use like a Novocaine or do you have? I can make a cocaine paste with toothpaste and some. So I have medicinal purposes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Do you know what Ambisol is?
No. Mm-mm.
No? You know that stuff, that gel you put in your mouth when you have a toothache?
Mm.
I was thinking. Well, so, I mean, can I, could you bring me enough Manischewitz to knock me out if you're going to do the circumcision?
So, I mean, so really, could I talk to Ben?
He's not here. I don't know who
Why
Ben
not?
Is. I honestly, ma'am, I swear to God, I swear to the Virgin Mary that he's not here.
Virgin Mary?
The Virgin Mary. Is there something wrong with that?
Yeah. Okay.
I swear
Are
to Jesus,
done?
Jesus Christ our Savior.
Yeah.
Ma'am, you know, Jesus died for us to
that
have the right... He
you,
died for us to have the right to eat pork. You can eat bacon, because Jesus died for you.
You know...
Yes.
You need to take a couple more lessons.
In what? In Judaism?
No, bullshit!
In bullshit?
Yeah.
I'm the best bullshitter there is, baby. Oh, but my ass. My
funny.
Ass.
Funny.
I'm funny?
So really, who are you?
How old are you?
I said, who are you?
Are you like talking to me like talking to a priest, right? Like I have to tell you?
Right.
Like you represent God?
Yeah.
All right, my name is Carlito.
Yeah.
And you're on my radio show.
I'm on your radio show?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Is this the part where I confess?
Seriously? Are you at Ben's house and Ben put you up
to this? I don't know who Ben is. Ben didn't put me up to this.
Well, what area code are you calling from?
212. I live in New York.
212?
My cell phone is 716.
See.
Okay.
So who put you up to this?
Ben. Well, I owe Ben some money, he said, you know, if I called, and he, this is a bet between us here, you know, it's okay, I mean, you don't have to get mad at him.
I'm not mad, I thought it was funny.
Well, don't tell him.
Don't tell him?
No.
Aren't you at his house?
No. So, Ms. Gordon, is it Mrs. Gordon or Miss Gordon?
Okay, so you
Miss Gordon.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what's the oldest age man that you've circumcised?
I haven't circumcised anybody.
Well, you're a rabbi, don't you all do that?
Rabbis do not circumcise people.
Oh, who does now?
The
assistant rabbi?
There's a special person trained to do circumcisions. It's usually an old man.
An old man?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy, isn't it?
No.
Like, if I was going to get circumcised, I'd rather have a lady do it than some old guy. I don't know. It's just me. You know? So, you sound to me like you're in your late 20s. Is that correct?
So, how did you get my phone number?
I'm trying to get your age.
How did you get my phone number?
Oh, Ben sent it to the radio station.
Ben,
uh-huh. Ben, yeah, Ben.
Ben who?
Ben Hur.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, sir, look, we can't dawdle here, you know, we're up against a commercial break. Are you going to circumcise me or not? Can we talk to you, or are you busy?
I do.
Dover? Bend over?
You have to go to a person who does circumcisions. Rabbis do not do circumcisions.
Okay, so go ahead. If you haven't, you want to promote your congregation, go ahead now. You're on the air.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it? That's it? Doesn't God deserve more? Are you not, that's it? That's all you have for me?
Bye.
No bye. No bye, please. Please, God, baby Jesus.
Baby
no.
Jesus.
No.
Well, how was that? All right.
I wanted to find out from her, what's the deal with the little box of hair on the side of her head? That's what I wanted to tell me.
The little hat. I have one of those with a propeller on the top of it. So anyway.
You know, they got the little beanie, and then they got the little lock of hair that hangs off the side of her head, you know, so
yeah.
Comes down curled like a little dreadlock.
True. I don't know. I'm not going there. Those are the Hasidic Jews.
I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm trying to just be comedic here. I'm just trying to be funny.
I heard that you're a fifth generation German.
Mr. Winchester, this is Michelle.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
You mean you're open?
Yeah, I'm in until 11.
How open are you?
Just us two in here.
Just two open, huh?
Yep.
Are they both open?
Yep.
Are they wide open, baby?
No.
You know what my name is?
No.
My name is Surly.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
I think she did know.
She walked right into that one, that dumb bitch. Yeah, we're open. It's like, yeah, I was talking to your legs, bitch. Dina, you okay with that? Dina was laughing. I thought Dina fell asleep.
Can I say
H-E-double-L?
How about W-E-double-R?
Look, here's what I'll do. If you totally describe your naked body and the last time you had sex live on the air, I will let you curse and I'll let it go out over the air.
Let's see, the last time I had sex, and it was in the bathroom with my husband, like 20 minutes ago, before I got to the bar here.
That's nasty. In the bathroom?
That's the best time. Oh, yeah.
You don't eat where you shit, lady.
On the toilet.
Oh.
You get the floor all sticky.
Did you give him head while he was on the toilet?
Good, yeah, a little head and then some good straddling.
Oh, how old are you?
How old are you? You're getting off on this shit?
I'm 20.
Sorry?
I'm 16.
Huh?
I'm 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how old are you?
I would think about 19 and inexperienced, but... Or 20 or 21.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, you know.
I'm about 55, dude.
This is my first... Oh, really? Would you be my mom? Mommy?
Yeah?
Would you be my
Mommy?
Mom?
You want me to pull them or what?
Yeah, pull my hair.
You want me to... What in the hell are you doing?
Oh, God. Slap him on the backside.
Oh, God. Yeah, you sound like my girlfriend when I talk to her. Oh, she gets off all the time.
You're a sinner, bitch. You're a lesbian sinner. You're going to hell for being
a lesbian. With my husband, I am.
Hey, listen, I'm going to fart on the phone. You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
He's
going
to fart on the phone.
Dude, you smell that, bitch?
What?
You smell that, bitch? I farted on the phone. You smell it?
You smell this?
It smells like dick on your breath.
Hello?
Yeah, what?
What do you mean, what? This is Chris again.
Oh, what's up, Chris?
Hello.
Why don't you tell me what happened with this thing? Why is it over there?
What's up, dude?
Why are you over there, you son of a bitch? You son of a bitch.
This is Chris, dude. I'm at the bar. I was in the bathroom. These people fucking picked up my phone. Who is this?
Look, dude. These Mexicans were talking to me. I was trying to talk to Chris.
Yeah, a fucking Mexican, dude. I swear, they're fucking everywhere. They're stealing my phone and shit.
Uh-huh.
He's fucking sitting there yakking on my phone.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm not even fucking joking, dude.
Wow.
I'm here at Mactown, a bar out here in Roscoe, the middle of fuck nowhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So where are they now?
I'm at Mactown. I stepped outside.
You took the phone back? They didn't talk to you?
I'm looking around for my phone there. I see this fucking Mexican yakking on it.
Alright. Who's the Mexican then?
Some fucking Mexican at this bar, dude.
Whatever, man. What bar are you at?
The hell, you got free burritos there?
Hey, man. Yo, that's my cousin you're talking about, man.
It's not your... Well, why the fuck are you calling him here? How do you get my number and call a Mexican?
He called me, yo.
Dude, there's no Mexican that's ever touched his phone besides him.
Yeah, he called me, yo.
He called you.
Yeah, man. He called me here in Mexico, man.
What?
Yeah. We've been talking for like a while now.
That's right. I have free international calling.
Well, that's cool, but what's up, yo? You got beef, man?
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to kick his ass now.
How about I go kick your ass, man? If you're such a man, why can't you fight two of us?
I can take both, Jared. It's all good.
Yeah.
Dude, so, I got some white guys in the corner over here. They'll help me out.
Well, let's hear that. I want to hear you try to kick my cousin's ass.
Do it. Step outside, dude, before I kick his ass.
Well, go inside and let's hear that shit if you're such a man.
I'll go get your buddy, Casper.
I want to hear you try to kick my cousin's ass.
Dude, I'll kick his ass, any nigger's ass, any fucking diehead, anything you want, I'll kick their ass.
Here, man, you know what? I'm so serious you can't kick my cousin's ass. You go in there now, and if you kick his ass, you can shoot me in the arm.
I can shoot you in the arm.
Yes, sir.
We'll give him the free ticket.
I'll let you shoot me in the arm.
That's a pretty gay proposal there, buddy.
If you kick his ass, I'll let you shoot me in the arm.
That's a fucking gay proposal, dude.
Well, it's serious. I'm a man of my word. I'm a man of my word.
So you're a Mexican.
That's right, yo. My name is Gonzalez.
Mexico?
My name's Gonzalez, man.
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez, bitch.
Shit, this guy grabbed from me and he looks just like Eric Estrada.
Yo, what is your name is, yo?
I'm Chris.
Chris what, yo?
Chris.
Yo, Chris, man, it's gonna be on. You think you're gonna kick my cousin's ass?
I'll kick his ass.
Let me tell you what's going on. We want him out. He's been fucking around too much. He molested a 9-year-old girl.
He molested a 9-year-old girl.
Yo, we think so, yo.
Oh, I'll fucking kill him, dude.
No. Don't kill him, yo. He's my family, yo.
Dude, we can't have fucking child molesters running around. I'll fucking kill him.
Yo, look. Why don't you just sit down and ask him why he used your phones and shit?
Because he's a fucking Mexican. He's a bitch. Just like all of them. Just like you.
Yo, don't hate, yo.
Don't hate. It's kind of hard not to, dude.
Yo, let me talk to my cousin.
I'm not letting you talk to him again. Fucking greasy dirtball, man. Fucking get my phone all dirty.
So what are you going to do then? You afraid of him, huh? He'll kick your ass.
He's like 5 foot, like maybe 100 pounds at the most. He looks like he's a fucking landscaper, you know?
Yo, don't be talking about my cousin, yo.
That's a stick your ass. And fucking lawnmower and shit, you know?
Yeah. Yo, let me talk to him, yo. I gotta say bye.
You wanna talk to him?
Yeah.
Dude, he's fucking got like greasy Dorito fingers all over this shit. It's nasty.
Hurry up.
You wanna talk? Alright. Hey, Mr. Mexico, your cousin's on the phone.
Yeah.
Como?
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up?
Yo, man, you a punk-ass bitch.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, wait. You kissed my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
Do the same to me.
All right, then.
Well,
yeah.
You're starting trouble with the white brothers.
Yeah, they're always going to be starting problems.
What's up?
Yo, you always going to be... Why you going to be starting problems? Why you going to be starting problems, man?
Me? Why not?
You're a punk-ass bitch.
Casper's cool.
I said you're a punk.
Hey, dude.
What?
Dude.
What?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Fuck you, man.
What?
I said fuck you, man.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, big fat ass fucking deal, bitch. I don't care.
Turkey burrito.
You take your Thanksgiving, you shove it up your ass. I don't care. I don't accept your Happy Thanksgiving.
Feel the love.
I don't care. I don't recognize your love.
Feel the love.
Now you know what?
I'd like to feel some love.
I hope you had a bad Thanksgiving.
Oh, I had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I hope that's your last happy Thanksgiving. They're all gonna be sad from now on because you're gonna lose all your money. Hey, listen, listen to this.
That beef burrito's chicken.
Happy Thanksgiving, motherfucker.
Turkey burrito.
Merry Christmas, bitch. Happy Black Friday. That's how I do it. I fart in the phone for you on Black Friday. Yeah. That's why it's so black. It came out of my ass.
Black ear.
Shove up your ass. You shove it up your ass, all right? That's it. I'm done. It's over.
I got black ear.
How mature are you?
How mature am I?
Yeah.
My maturity is uncompassable.
Yeah. Okay, we can tell. We can tell.
Shut up. Go to hell. No, get off my phone. Get off my phone.
No. You get off my phone.
No, I do what I want. I do what I want.
Are you open?
Yeah. Are you open?
Yeah. Are you open?
I'm open for you, yeah.
So, come on over.
Well, you come here first.
You got my address already. Come on over, and I'm going to beat your ass.
I like to see you try, you Mexican bitch. All
right. Yeah.
How
come on over.
Are you?
Why you got to hate me for?
Hey, you know what? I got a white bitch here, and I'm fucking her every night.
You let me talk to that white girl again.
No.
Come on.
You're lying.
Man, please. What the fuck is going on back there with that big mouth woman?
Dude, I fucking knocked that motherfucker out.
Tell her to shut up.
No, I knocked that fucking Mexican out, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking stand there yanking on my fucking phone saying he's gonna kick your... I don't know who the fuck this is.
Yeah. Yeah, bitch. Great job.
Now, why the fuck are you calling
me? You called me. It's none of your business. It's my conversation, that's all.
Well, it's my fucking phone, so obviously it is my fucking conversation. He's sitting here with a fucking white woman, dude.
Yeah.
It ain't fucking cool.
I don't care. Good. Good for him.
He said he's gonna kick your ass anyway. Huh?
Yeah, he did.
He's fucking unconscious right now, dude.
Whatever. You gotta talk to that white lady?
No, she's fucking freaking out.
We want to find out what the hell's wrong with her.
Yeah, we want to know what the hell's wrong with that bitch. That's right.
I want a heavy duty Kevlar.
Hello, sir.
Condom.
Can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Okay.
Good evening. Aloha. Look, let me ask you a question. Do you have any of the rations? You know, the food, any type of emergency food there?
The what, sir?
The emergency food, you know, the canned emergency food?
MREs.
Meals refused by Ethiopians?
Oh, MREs.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Meals
the
refused.
Cases of them, yes, we have them.
Oh, you do? What kind do you have?
Yeah.
What kind do you have right now?
Well, they're commercial. They're not military.
Oh, I need... Hey, look.
Pardon?
I need the military grade. I want the real deal.
The military ones, it's illegal to sell them, sir.
But you know what? They gave them out during the hurricanes, you know, and people are selling them. Did you hear about
that?
They
give you diarrhea.
Yeah, well, there's a... usually is a sign on each one of them that says, not for commercial sale, whether they give them away or not.
Look, but under the table, you know, me and you, I'll hook you up with some authentic army rations, you know? I got a whole box of them. I got them from, they dropped it down from the helicopter, and I took it with me. I don't need that shit. You know what I mean?
No, we can't sell them. Sorry.
I looted me a big ass bag of pork rinds and a watermelon, and I lived off of that for the first week after the hurricane, and then I kept those rations, those MREs, you know, those MREs, and you know, if you want some, I'm your man. It's all right. I won't tell nobody. You know?
Well, we thank you for the offer, but
hey,
we deal with the military too much, and if an MP walks in and sees those,
we could
be in big trouble.
Well, let's try this.
Commercial ones, we don't have any problem.
Let's say I come down, like, and we just share one. Like, me and you can have a meal, MRE meal, and I just happen to give you, you know, $20. You know, I'll take you out. We'll go to one of the clubs here, and me and you just have a meal. We'll have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, MREs, and you'll see. Me and you can say we've been there, man. Because you weren't in the military, were you?
Just in the guard.
See, you want to really experience how it is. Now, these are authentic Katrina MREs, man. I mean, they're the real deal. It's real primo stuff. You know what I got here? I'll tell you real quick. Hang on. I got the Italian meatballs, one here. from what I understand, that they're great. They're the best ones, the Italian meatballs.
Turkey tetrazzini.
You understand?
That could very well be, but we would really not be interested in them, though. Thank you very much.
All right, well, that's too bad you were in the guard, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, it's too bad you
give you ferocious diarrhea.
How old are you, sir?
Now I'm 73.
So you when were you in the guard?
In the 50s, 1950.
In the 50s?
Old guard.
Were you ever
in the Korean War?
You were in the Korean War?
Yeah.
What'd you do? I heard that that you dropped a mine on someone's foot and they died.
No, I wasn't. I was in the guard, but the guard unit that I was in wasn't allowed to go to Korea. We were the 49th Division, and there was a 40th Division in Southern California, and they went. And they wouldn't let two divisions out of the same state go.
All right.
So we never got actually went into a combat.
This was Bush.
That was a great story. Let me ask you a question, sir. Look, I'm here in Honolulu now, you know, and like there was this Japanese people who were laughing at me. I'm a big gentleman. I'm about 426 pounds, to be honest with you, between me and you. All right. I'll keep the secret about your age. Just don't tell anybody how much I weigh. And there were these Japanese tourists in Honolulu downtown, and they started laughing at me. And I went up to them. And I said, we're gonna kick your ass just like we did in Vietnam. And they started laughing. You know what I mean? Like, was I incorrect in saying that?
Well, if you were talking to Japanese tourists, you were.
Yeah. Well, I told them I'm gonna.
They had nothing to do with. They had nothing to do with the Vietnam War.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I'm going to kick your ass like we kicked your ass in Vietnam, because they're all Asians, you know? Like, we kicked the Asians' ass in Vietnam pretty good, you know?
No, that's not correct, sir.
What? Oh, come on.
You have a strange way of looking at things. Anyway, I have to go. Thank you very much for calling.
Can I ask you about Korea? Daddy? Daddy! Oh.
That guy was how old? 70?
73.
He was in
Korea. Hell, he's a youngin.
What was his name? I didn't get his name. Holy shit. I need to call him again sometime.
MREP, I think.
Gonna ask him about when
you just call him so you're ding fuck though or something like that. And he's your daddy.
Ding fuck though. Ding fuck though.
I'm ding fuck though.
I've tracked you down. Daddy. Exactly. Are you.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm gonna go first.
Okay, yeah, do it.
Just say a word and the boys will be right there with closets in back to send the children the night. Is it so frightening to have me to show the thunder and light?
Christ alive. Hello? It is Tony? Who's this? Yeah, I need a monkey.
Man,
buy a monkey.
You really, really, really need to grow up is what you need to do.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
Dude, what the fuck?
Really, 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 like, you're like a 5-year-old, I swear to fucking God. It's unbelievable, dude, that you've got the piss in your bladder to have nothing better to do. What a fucking clown, dude.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, did
what
you...
Hey,
Tony! Tony! Hey! What'd you say now? The piss and what?
Dude, yeah, you got frog in your pocket, huh?
Fucking monkey, man. Fucking cock guinea wop bastard.
Yeah, you got frog in your pocket. What are you doing with some fuck cock?
You piece of shit.
Fucking,
monkey, fucking
chimpanzee.
Fucking damn your children's eyes, bro.
You got some damn dumbo monkeys up in there, don't you? No,
I'll fuck you
hands.
In both your ears, bro.
Nobody talks about
I'll have my girlfriend fuck you in
suck
both your ears.
Dick.
You
suck my dick.
Your girlfriend's up with dumbo?
I mean, no, hold on. Time out. I'm going to walk away so I can have a rational conversation with you.
Okay,
you
go jack
my balls
come back.
Days, bro.
Look,
what the fuck is wrong with you guys, bro?
Hey, man, look, I want a monkey, and you're coming up all wrong with me. What are you talking about? What's
your
problem?
You're not going about it the wrong way, man. Absolutely not.
You're just...
Absolutely. If you really want to conduct a business transaction with me, you're not doing it the wrong way. And you know that damn well. You're insulting my intelligence. tell me.
I want
your
monkey to slice up
with the right weight.
Everybody shut up. Everybody shut the fuck up! Listen! I got my son here. He wants a monkey. I'm here in Homestead. I'm answering the call. I see your ad. I want a monkey. I got money. My son calls, says he wants a monkey. You're talking rude to him. What the fuck, bitch, huh? Where you at? I'm in Homestead. You're not far away from me. You want me to come up and fuck your ass up, you fucking guinea wop bastard? Don't talk to my son like that, motherfucker. You fucking bestial.
Listen to me.
You pervert. You're a goddamn pervert.
Listen to me, your puffiest chest is not going to scare
and that's
me. Just for beginners.
Perverted monkey fucker.
I'll talk to you if you want to talk, but your puffiest chest ain't going
to
scare me.
Motherfucker, talk business to me or I'm going to come down and I'm going to fuck your monkey in the ass.
You're
going
to come nowhere near me because you don't even know where I am and I'm on to the fucking teeth. Don't even fuck.
I'm scared.
The worst thing you can do as an adult, the worst thing you can do.
Hey, motherfucker, I have a hand grenade.
Speculate as to who you're dealing with. All right.
Who am I dealing with?
I'm not trying to fuck with you at all. Never, ever, ever wanted to. I'll deal with you like a man if you deal with me like a man. But the way you guys been fucking me for the past few days, calling middle of the night, it's bullshit. You guys are not fucking dealing with me like men. You're fucking throwing me around. Fuck you in your ear.
I don't know what you're talking about, you stupid cock. I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn your children's eyes, your mother's eyes. Damn you. Fuck your... What?
You are so fucked. You are so fucked. You are.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
You have offended me. Have you heard of the Medellin cartel? Of the Medellin cartel? Huh?
What are you doing? What exactly are you doing?
I'm trying to buy a monkey. Look, now my son's crying. I gotta deal with this shit now. My son crying.
I told you.
I want the monkey.
You stupid fucking
girl. I told you.
Motherfucker. You motherfucker.
I told you how to go about doing it, didn't I?
No. The minute my son calls, you call him a motherfucker. That who the fuck is he calling you constantly?
Yes.
He doesn't have a life. He just wants a monkey. That's it. He just wants a monkey.
Fucking calling the past few days in the middle of night fucking with me.
Since when? When did I call? It's the first time me calling you, stupid cock.
I recognize. Don't fucking insult my intelligence. You and I both know you guys have been fucking the past few days. Both know it.
Bull fucking shit. You know what? I'm gonna report you. I'm gonna report you to the paper.
You can report me to anybody you want, bro. Everything I do is legitimate, bro. I'll stand. I'm as candid an individual as it gets. Okay? You're fucking with me for no absolute reason,
hey,
bro.
You know what?
That ain't cool, bro. That's what a tyrant.
Shut up.
I don't like dealing with people the way you do. I explained to you, if you want a monkey, this is how you go about doing it. Instead, you guys choose to call every night in the middle of the night, changing your voices, fucking around. You don't want a monkey.
Son of a bitch. You know, you listen to me.
How can I get to my monkey?
You're not a businessman. You don't know how to conduct business. You are rude. I'm calling here from the Miami Metro Zoo.
Okay.
All right.
What's the curator's name?
Connie Price.
Bro, Ron McGill, you dumb fuck. He's a good friend of mine.
She's a fucking lesbian and your mom's a cunt.
Bro, Connie Price, bro.
Son of a cunt, you son of a bitch, you disrespect me, you fucking with the best, it's fucking war now, motherfucker.
That's wonderful.
You fuck with the wrong people now, motherfucker, you're greenlit, you don't know how important I am, in the wild animal business in Miami. You will not get a job here, you won't be able to sell a monkey in fucking Jacksonville, anywhere you go. They will take your monkey and shove it up your ass.
That's how I roll, though. I roll with the biggest of them.
I
fuck the biggest of them right in the ass.
You know who my dad is?
I fuck your dad in the ass. I fuck the biggest of them in the ass.
You know what?
Bro.
My dad plays golf with the curator at the Miami Metro Zoo.
Whose name is Connie Price?
That's right.
What the guy's name is fucking Ron McGill, okay?
Hey, check your 2005 update. He's out. It's Connie Price now. You don't even know who you're talking about. You're in the past, man. You're in the past, man.
Kiss my ass. Bro.
Kiss my ass, you fucking Tony bitch.
The guy lived fucking blocks from my house.
Kiss my ass, suck my dick.
Literally, guy lives blocks from my house. You're gonna tell me this shit? Like,
hey, you know what? Go down to his house right now. Put him on the phone. I'll talk to that son of a bitch.
Unbelievable.
Let me talk to him, motherfucker.
Hold on.
You sound like damn bonobo chimpanzee.
Hold on.
Hurry up. Ain't got time to be messing with this fucking motherfuckers. Fucking monkey ass fuckers.
Woo woo!
Just wanted to say fucking monkey.
He just wants a monkey.
Hey,
just wanted monkey.
Look what you did to my son Jose now.
Man, I don't know, man. You guys been busting my balls for days.
All I know is you offended my son. You messed with the wrong people.
I'm tired of you guys calling in the middle of the night, changing your voices, fucking with me.
This is my voice. This is my voice, motherfucker bitch. Motherfucker bitch. This is my voice.
I'm from Germany. I'm from, you know, Kim, why I... You know, you're busting my balls. I don't go around busting
fuck
my balls.
Russia.
You know,
I don't know what you're talking. Blah, blah, blah.
Listen to me, bro. That blah, 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 blah shit is five-year-old shit.
That's all you're talking is five-year-old shit. I'm imitating you, you moron.
Bro, listen to me, bro. Listen to me.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead, bitch.
You want to speak like an adult? We'll speak
okay,
like an adult.
Okay, all right. Hey, let me calm down. All right.
Go ahead. You guys were calling me last night.
I didn't call you. You don't understand, you son of a bitch. I didn't call you last night.
Call me son of a bitch. We're talking like adults now.
All right. You SOB. I didn't call you last night.
Okay. Somebody from this number did more than once. It's logged on my phone. I mean, come on.
What number?
You're helping my intelligence. 718-487-1050.
That's not my number.
1050. Huh?
That's not my number.
I couldn't even tell you. That's the number it's calling right now on my yard.
Listen, I'll give you my number, 305-275-2958. Homestead Metro Zoo. We're opening up. We're looking for marmosets and spider monkeys, even a gorilla if you have one. This is for my son, all right? This is for my son. My son, he's over here crying. Jose.
You're calling from a 718 area code.
I want a freaking monkey so I could spice up my life.
You obviously have a problem with your phone system because I'm in the 305 area code. You know where Homestead is, you dumbass?
If you're in Homestead, I'll come meet you right now if you're really in Homestead.
For what? For gay sex? Huh?
No, not for gay sex. I'm 5 minutes from Homestead. I'll meet you right now at the Homestead Air Force Base.
First of all, you're full of shit because it's Air Force Station. You think I didn't know?
What do you mean?
Homestead Air Force Station. I'm stationed here, man.
I'll meet you right there.
I dare you to come out here. I dare you.
Why are you going to dare me? If you're really serious, I come in peace. If you're really serious,
hey,
I'll meet you there.
Let me tell you what. You better give me a discount because my son is crying. You better bring that monkey with you now. He better come and play with my son.
I'm not going to bring shit, bro. I'm going to come and see if you're legitimate because the way you're speaking to me is uncalled for.
Hey, you better bring everything you got the way you're talking to me. You better bring it all. Just bring it. Bring it.
Fucking clown.
Bring it.
Unbelievable. Listen to this guy. Who the hell are you, bro?
Whatever, man. Whatever. As long as I say it's whatever.
Like it, bro. You call my friend at odd hours, bro?
Whatever.
We got monkeys, you don't. That's the sad part about it.
Yeah,
we go to another monkey.
Look, you know what we have already? Listen, we got a giraffe. We got two polar bears.
You're at Homestead and you said 718?
And we got
Homestead's down the street here, bro.
We have three Africans. We have three Africans.
So why are you calling? Are you looking for something, bro?
I told you marmosets and spider monkeys and a gorilla.
Trust me, bro. All right, well, there's many other people around. You know, you guys are on bad terms.
Right,
hang on. Look for somebody else.
Tony.
Just look for somebody else.
Let me and you talk, okay? Me and you talk. Like men. Just chill. Hang on, man. Let's pretend the phone just rang. Alright, look, I'll do it.
Okay, listen,
you son of a bitch, listen.
Fort Lauderdale. There's gentlemen up in Fort Lauderdale.
Ring, 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 ring. Hello, you answer.
A lady up in Davie named Susan Rosenthal.
I don't care. Rosenthal!
Monkey needs...
Let me tell you something about the Rosenthal family. I know Jill, as a matter of fact. I know my personal friend, Jill Rosenthal.
About them, except for that they breed a lot of monkeys, and you can get a monkey from them. You're not getting a monkey from me.
I'm getting a monkey from you. I'm getting a monkey from you.
Fucking dude, don't even think about that.
Hey, look, either I'm paying for the monkey or not, but I'm getting a monkey from you.
Bro, you're unbelievable. You're unbelievable the way you think, bro.
Well,
how do you go around life? How do you go around the world existing the way you do? You got all your teeth, dude? You talk to everybody that way?
Got them all.
You must not have all your teeth, bro.
Your monkey, your monkey.
How the fuck do you go through the world living that way and treating people that way?
Hey, why don't you tell me how
God, green earth, what man, who dug you up and shaved you down?
Tony.
What the fuck is wrong with
monkey?
Tony, seriously, who dug you up and shaved you down? I mean, seriously.
You sound like a damn
one piece of work.
Kid pansy, go jack it.
One fucking piece of work. Listen, you want a monkey, bro, call that lady. I'll give you her number if you want.
No, I don't... Yeah. You do that shit.
What's her number?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that these people have to deal with.
I'll kill you, motherfucking
Hey, Jose, calm down. Don't talk to the gay man like that. It's okay.
No, gay man.
Gay monkey man.
Yeah, man.
I bet you got a monkey in your pants.
You
talk to my son like that.
All seriousness.
Why don't you put... I told you to give me the curator.
Fucking asshole.
I'm telling you, do you guys really want a monkey? Is that really what your objective is?
Hello? McFly? How long have I been asking for the marmoset?
All right, you're not going to get a monkey from me talking that way, first of all.
Well, hey, you know what? I'm going to report you.
Report me to whoever you want. I'm USDA licensed, inspected. I'm as good as gold. I mean,
I'm going to report you right to them for refusing to sell me a monkey because we're Cubans.
Dude, call the USDA, dude. My inspector's name is Mary Moore. Go do whatever you want. I'm not fucking... You're, like I said, all your fucking puffiest chest, nothing you're going to say is going to scare me, okay?
I heard you're the worst in monkeys.
Yeah.
I heard you're the worst, that you steal monkeys from their mother's arms.
Yeah, that's whatever. Whatever you think, whatever you say, whatever you... I mean, obviously you're not calling me with any good intentions of trying to... I mean, I deal with all kinds of people. But I don't know what you guys are up to, dude. Just calling to fuck with somebody. Unbelievable, bro. I mean, unbelievable. There's no point in that, guys. No point in that, man. I'm a working man. I work real hard, bro.
Oh, you work hard, brazen monkeys. Yeah, okay.
Well, I do a number of things, dude.
Why don't you stop fucking around with us, buddy?
What I do is your business, but I'm a hard working man.
You're wasting my time. Get off my phone. You're wasting my time.
Talking to me?
I told you to get off my phone. You're wasting my time. Hang up. Go suck your monkey's dick or something. Get off my phone.
All right.
Go. Get out of here. Run along.
I'm glad you're done with me.
I'm gonna call you tomorrow night, brother. Get that monkey. That's all I gotta say.
You realize that fucking if you keep fucking with me, you're gonna lose this. I'm promising
wah,
you.
Wah.
I swear. No, I promise you, you're gonna lose this if you keep. I'm going to be reasonable with you. I'm going to continue to be reasonable with you. Please, please, please don't fuck with me. I can't take this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the time for this.
All right. What's wrong?
Seriously, talk to me. In the name of fellowship, in the name of goodwill and humanity, please stop fucking with me.
Hey, but from one monkey enthusiast to the other, tell me what's wrong.
There's nothing wrong. I've been getting calls in the middle of the night from a 718 area code for the past couple nights, bro.
I'm telling you, look.
And this is another one, and you're telling me you're in Homestead. And if you're really in Homestead, I swear to God, I'll meet you right now anywhere in Homestead you want. And if you really show up, and I'll come in goodwill with a white flag. If you're really there, I'll shake your hand, hug you, and tell you I'm sorry, and I'll help you with your permit, and we'll continue the process, and you can get a monkey. But if you're not really fucking who you say you are, then and you're calling from the same area code who's been calling for the past couple nights fucking with me, and I can't understand why You know, it's like, fuck, you're giving me an anxiety attack over here, man.
All right, I'll tell you what.
Thanks for this shit.
Listen, would you stop talking?
Go ahead, man.
Meet me, Florida City, at the Super Walmart, Florida City, right before you get to the
That's a little too far. You come a little bit further north.
All right, we're at a homestead. I'll be there. The Air Force Base?
Where is
718 New York. You're calling from New York, buddy.
You're getting cross numbers, man, because I've never been to New York in my life.
718, you got a New York
phone.
I'm gonna call.
Hold on. What'd you say your name was?
Huh?
What'd you say your name was?
This is Diego.
I'm not that I believe it for a second. All right, thanks a lot, man. You're full of shit for sure.
You're a racist son of a bitch, what you are.
I'm not a racist son of a bitch. You don't even know what color I am, dude.
Whatever. You're
okay, you don't even know what color I am.
Then what are you? Then why don't you tell me, Dark Mr. Wizard? Come on.
I love the wisest of men that speculate just over the phone.
Oh, shut up. God, you're so dramatic. You sound like a homo. You're so dramatic.
One piece of work, seriously. It's unbelievable. I'm sitting here beside myself, wondering what in God's green
earth. Whatever, shut up.
Hell dug you up and shaved you down.
Why are you so, you're like God. You're a woman.
Go jack yourself off.
Go shut up, you son of a bitch, you pervert.
Please enter your destination number now.
What the hell was he doing?
I don't know what the hell that was all about, man. Oh my God, that was insane! I lost the chat room halfway into that too. Oh my God, that was insane.
This fucking idiot.
Yeah, tell me about it. Oh my God.
I think he's poking the damn monkey on the side. What's going on there?
Jesus Christ, that was insane. Whew. Wow. Anyway.
You must be using the same long distance carrier that other person was calling in. Using.
Yeah. Hang on, Milkman, because I had to. There you go. Now he can hear. It sounds the way I have it set up. It sounds funny when I got you on with the caller. See, it makes that weird clacking noise kind of thing. I gotta work on that.
Okay, well, we'll get that figured out.
I'll get it figured out. Anyway, today, what are your thoughts on that?
Nothing.
Nothing. What was it? Just nothing. Man, that guy's insane. He's angry though, man. God.
I still want this fucking monkey for a day. I know this.
I don't know. You know what? I never heard. I mean, I missed the later calls on Zolar and KDK, so I've never heard of the monkey guy before. Especially lately, I've been having to sleep a lot lately. I've been having issues. And God damn, though. Seriously, that guy was just.
Dude, he's wound up now.
He is wound up.
Let me keep looking. I got one other spot. Or while I do that, let me just do my ending credits here. Like I was saying, yeah, we're normally on here Thursday nights. At 9:30, around 9:30, 9:40, by 10 p.m. Eastern. Let's just say 10 p.m. Eastern. Start checking us out around 9:15. Sometimes we'll start that early. That's Thursday nights here on PCU. Same place you're listening to us right now. So if you want to check us out on our normal time slot, that's what you want to do. Tomorrow night is KDK's Psycho Babble, which is on every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. That'll be on tomorrow. Friday night at 8 p.m. you have Dr. Lego's Mental Discrepancies. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern. Followed by none other than Zolar Vision at 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday, KDK's Lunatic Fringe is on at 10 Eastern, 10 p.m. Eastern. Again, that's KDK's normal show. If you want to call it that, normal, the Lunatic Fringe, and that's on at 10 p.m. Eastern. Then Sunday nights at, 7. 7 p.m., that's K-Bone's Crazy Talk. 7 p.m. Eastern on Sunday nights, followed by Sean Ward's Peanut Punch Radio starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on Sunday nights. And Mondays, you have Friends of Bill M. at 8 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, on Tuesdays, there's no normal show, but someone's always going to cover. It's not myself. You might hear Dr. Lego. You might hear Zolar. You might even hear KDK. I don't know. You might even hear Billy Mira, which I doubt, but whatever.
I got a request. Someone's asking me for your AIM address.
Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio. If you want to reach us, if you want to reach us here on the Madhouse... Madhouse Radio.
Somebody wants to send one in real quick to you here, man. So maybe you can pop that in after the credits in there, a little a little triage of
okay, sure.
To send you off.
Yeah, well, if they send it to me in time, then we can do
this
that.
This is the funny call, man. This is the one I asked for a little while ago, and he's going to send it in.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
This is a request by Milkman.
Okay, by Milkman. All right. Yeah, send it in. Just give me a second here, and as soon as I end the show, then I'll transfer that. You'll have plenty of time to send that in. He'll have about 15 minutes worth of pranks if I can find the stupid ass gangbang shit, which I can't find still. Still can't find it. Damn it, man. I don't know. I don't know where I would have put that here. I'm so unorganized, dude. Not even funny.
I know. I've been rearranging all my stuff too, man.
Yeah, I seriously need to. And I'm so back. Like, I'm so behind on stuff right now. It's not even funny either.
Dude, I just keep piling up night after night of unedited stuff. Piling up. I'm like KDK now. The drive just keeps filling up.
Seriously, you got to just, yeah.
I got to rip it all to MP3, you know, everything's in WAV files, so I mean, they're like gigantic, you know.
Yeah, you got to do something about that before it gets out of control, though, you know.
I know, but I got a terabyte of drives, dude. I could go on for another 2 years.
So it doesn't really matter?
Not really.
Athena says goodnight, she's going to sleep.
Oh, good night, our princess, right. Our goddess, our queen, our Greek goddess on the green couch.
Exactly. And of course, you too, Milkman. Thank you very much for being on tonight, man. That was awesome.
Hell, man. You know, brother, I'm here to watch your back.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Damn it.
For the last what's that week, now? Okay, it's Madhouse Radio, right?
MadhouseLive.com is the website. Madhouse Radio is the AOL.
Your aim.
My aim, yeah. Madhouse Radio.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
Okay, so that's it. We're going to call it a night, and I'm still looking for that. I'll keep looking. Let me just get the hell out of here, dude. Seriously. This is taking too goddamn long. And, yeah, thank you to everybody who called in tonight.
Well, let's roll our credits in, man. We'll plug everybody's show, and then we'll roll the credits like we always do.
Well, that's done. Let me just give a shout-out to everybody who called in tonight. Help me out. Who am I forgetting?
Yeah.
Brandon Vegas called
in,
right? The Dead called in. Brandon Vegas called in.
Screaming Me.
Screaming Me called in.
Gangrene.
Gangrene, the Canadian guy. Gangrene and his girlfriend. I'm probably forgetting more people, but, yeah.
Oh.
Shit.
There's one more.
I should write these down. But anyway, on top of that, of course, to everybody in the chat room tonight and everybody who submitted numbers.
Contributed.
Everybody who contributed, including Lonesome Loser, California for some music that we played tonight, Little Evil Neo, J-Man for the Indian guy. I already said Lonesome Loser. Thank you very much for everything you do, Lonesome Loser.
Yeah, man, got us Australian numbers too, mate.
Yeah.
Did very good, mate.
Very good, sir. Very good.
Yeah, we tried to order a Jack Valenti pizza for you, mate, but they just didn't have any to serve.
Exactly.
Pizza. Pizza.
Madman, Nunu, who's no longer up with us, but in memory, Nunu, of course, Gangrene, I don't know, I'm probably forgetting a lot of people, damn it, man, but that's it for now, everybody, we're going to call it a night, thank you, as always, for joining us,
man.
We'll catch you here on Thursday night, our regular night, thank you to all of you,
Big shout out, man, let me give my big shout out there, Dr. Lego, you give us our voice.
Yeah.
Also, Master Madman gives us all our fun and time here in the chat room so we can pass these numbers and keep it all crazy and live here in the madhouse.
Exactly.
KDK, our big sponsor, the PCU. KDK, the PhD at PCU, man.
Okay.
Our Cerebra, our man, our sponsor, man. We love all of you because it's all for you,
right.
PCU. What would we do without you? And my girl Ellie, our devoted listener.
Exactly.
I love you too.
Oh, well, how cute. Isn't that beautiful? KDK Pranks is down. That's weird. Well, it's probably updating it.
Okay, you should be receiving that right now.
Yeah, it's coming from it's a Screaming
aim.
Me. Screaming Me is in that prank
this
call.
This call is the one I'm...
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, so yeah, just
I requested this one.
Yeah, so keep listening. We'll play that call for Screaming Me, his call that he's sending in. We'll play Fuck You's second call, and we'll see if I can find one of those two that you told me about, and we'll try to play that. So
by that time, you may be able to find the gangbang and the promo. Maybe that'll give you a few minutes.
Okay, I should have plenty of time. If Kitty K's website is down. It's probably because it's being updated or too much bandwidth or something. So don't worry about it. It's okay. But that is breaking news. Thank you, DTT. KDKprankcalls.com is the homepage. Be sure to visit that, but apparently wait some time because it's down right now. You got it. No problem. Thank you, DTT. Well, that's it for us. Milkman, again, thank you.
All right, bro.
And, yeah.
Thanks a lot for having me in here, man. I had a good time, man. Always. Everybody at the Madhouse, like I said, man. All for you. Peace to you, man. We love you in the non-gay sexual way.
Exactly. That's how we do it here. And, of course, always an honor here, Milkman. You're always welcome. You're always going to be on here. Don't worry. And
you're the man.
You do. All right. That's it for tonight. We'll catch you all on Thursday. Once again, keep listening.
All right. Good night, everybody. Love you, L.A.
Milkman and the Madhouse.